Drake May, colon, a dead man. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco. Here's my co-host, Walker Kelly and Mike Valverde. Raise your hand if your team's already won this week, folks. Let's go. High five. Thursday Night Football is great. I've never been so happy to be wrong. I love it. Mike, how's your day going?
It would be better if the Dodgers were losing 1-0 instead of winning 1-0.
But maybe we should kill we should kill the Dodgers.
We should kill him.
Except for Shohei.
He can go. I'm tired of his stupid weak ass.
Oh, he should go to the Giants.
Yeah, he should go to the Giants. Then I accept him. Yes, yeah. He'd be one of our own.
Yeah, his weak ass will be good with the Giants. Walker, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good. Yeah, I actually have an anecdote about the phrase weak ass.
Ooh.
So the last Disc Golf Pro Tour event, there was a guy named James Proctor had a putt for bogey from the drop zone. It was like 60 feet through two trees over a wall. And he kind of reset himself through in his routine beforehand. And he looked down at his wrist for a couple seconds. And somebody asked him afterward what he was doing. And he said, well, I've got this wristband of one of my buddies who died. He always would say weak ass. And so I wear it to remind myself not to be a weak ass, whatever that means. And he said, so I just looked at it and, you know, told myself, give it a chance.
Hell yeah.
And he made it to win.
Oh, even better. That's awesome.
He is not certified strong ass.
That's right.
All right. Let's get into Thursday Night Football, shall we? Niners win. They are 3-3. They win 36-24. They are now first place in the NFC West, baby. Unless the Cardinals win on Sunday, then they're back in second place, baby.
Go Cardinals, baby.
Go Cardinals.
Hold on. Wait a second. Go, Pack, go.
No.
I'm going to the dark side.
No.
I love cheese heads. No. Crazy game. I got into the game late because I was working late, and my buddy texted me, and I said, don't talk to me about this game. I said, I haven't seen any of it yet. He goes, okay, fair warning. It's a roller coaster. And that's the only way to explain what happened yesterday, because I was like, Jordan Mason's so good. Jordan Mason's dead. Jordan Mason's back. Jordan Mason's dead again.
And then you got to yell about Isaac Garendo running through a giant gaping hole for 79 yards or whatever.
I was so excited for Isaac Garendo for his first career touchdown, and then that dickhole on the Seahawks had to grab his ankle.
I think he was sliding anyway.
No. Kyle Shanahan after the game was like, yeah, we wanted him to score. Everybody was like, we were hoping he would score.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah. So yeah, it was just
good effort by Devin Witherspoon.
Yeah, he just had a sick ass tackle, like getting tackled motion. Because if you watch the replay, he got caught by his back foot and he just kind of was like, whoop.
Yeah, slid down. Yeah.
Yeah. So biggest story of the game, I would probably say, is Jordan Mason's injury. He has a AC joint sprain. They described it as minor. So they got 10 days until the next game. Christian McCaffrey hopefully is coming back soon. His new ETA is early November. It's reminding me of when I talk to vendors who have no idea when the parts are coming in. I'll call them and they'll say, oh, yeah, that part's supposed to be here in 2 weeks. And I call them 2 weeks. They're like, oh, yeah, it's supposed to be here in 2 weeks. And then I call them and they're like, oh, yeah, it's supposed to be here in 2 weeks. And then the part comes like 3 months later. That's what it feels like with Christian McCaffrey's injury.
he's going to show up in like week 14.
Yeah, exactly. And then win, folks, their fantasy finals. No, he's going to get like 12 carries a game until he gets back into shape. Hopefully for the playoffs. If Jordan Mason is going to be ruled out for a few games, are we thinking Isaac Garendo or are we thinking Patrick Taylor?
I think it'll be annoying more than anything, because I think they trust Taylor in pass pro a lot more and to catch the ball when it's thrown to him. But Garendo is clearly the much better runner. And he's much more athletic as well. So they're going to want to give Guerrero some opportunities, but I think probably Taylor gets more touches, which is not what people are going to want to hear.
Yeah, Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, well, it looked that way. I mean, they I think once Mason got hurt, they went with Guerrero, and then they were like, well, let's give out Patrick Taylor a try. And then he sort of just rode with it until he got hurt, and then Guerrero came back in. So I think it's going to be like a 1A, 1B situation if Mason is out.
So a big mess.
Yeah, pretty much.
Big mess. All right. Speaking of big mess, guess who got hurt in this game for the 49ers?
Everybody.
Their goddamn replacement kicker.
Oh, yeah.
He's dislocated his shoulder, so he should be fine. He should be fine in 10 days. I mean, he's a kicker. Come on, bro.
Yeah, come on. Come on, little guy.
Put a sleeve on your shoulder to point up in the air before you kick.
Here's the thing, is that he's also really bad at being a kicker. Like, I know he made all his kicks, but that dude's leg is so weak.
It's actually, I was thinking, it's perfect for the new kickoff rule where you're trying to land it at, like, the 10.
Yeah.
Because that's as far as he can boot it.
I know, he was kicking it, like, as hard as he could, and it was barely getting to the 10. I was like, come on, man. This is the best guy you could find.
I was watching that, and I was like, hell yeah, this is actually kind of working.
This guy who can't kick a 50-yard field goal is the best guy you could find on short notice. Unbelievable. You could have got someone from, like, the San Jose State University soccer team.
Oh man. No, he could have gotten it from the Sac State Hornets soccer team. Let's go, baby.
Hell yeah.
I don't even know if they can't be very good.
Sac State, who you mean the newest member of the Pac-12 circa 2025, Sacramento State?
Mm.
That's right, baby.
The Pac-12, definitely still a prestigious institution.
Look,
it's not at all watered down.
Not at all. It's like it's gonna be like Sac State. Rio Americano, which is a high school.
putting Chino Hills Community College.
There you go. That
I don't
one
even
fake,
know if that's real.
That one fake high school that played on ESPN that one time.
That's in Ohio.
Oh, hey, you know, hey, have you seen how these divisions work now? It's out of control. But that reminds me, I just want to say I got Madden 25 because I'm a sicko, and I figured out because I'm just playing Ultimate Team just because I like collecting things and unlocking things. And if you play against the computer, if you put it on lowest strength when you kick off, it goes to the front of the landing zone every time, and you can just pick it up because the computer doesn't know what to do. It's great. The programming in that game is perfect. All right. My question for this game was, will the offensive line protect Brock Purdy? They did not. It was actually kind of horrendous. He was pressured on 54.8% of his dropbacks. The league leader is Deshaun Watson at 47.7%. He was good under pressure. 9 of 14, 64.3%. Completion percentage, 7.29 yards per attempt for 103 yards, 2 touchdowns, 0 picks, but 3 scrambles for 20 yards. And that's something that's been kind of interesting with Brock Purdy this year, is he's running more, which was a little bit like Iowa State Purdy did run a little bit more than he has in the pros. So if he becomes like a Tannehill level runner, which I don't like, that feels like a top 75% outcome for him. I think that really does a lot to raise his floor because the weapons that he has, you know, the yak guys, it's like he can bullshit his way to a good amount of fantasy points every week. So they did not protect him. It wasn't nearly as bad as the Seahawks, though, because there have been 2 instances of 14 pressures since Next Gen Stats started tracking that. One was Nick Bosa in 2022. One was Nick Bosa in 2024 last night.
Jeez.
So it was literally the most impactful game from a pressures perspective that they've tracked. So the stupid ass offensive line didn't protect Brock Purdy. There was a moment where who was out? It was one of the guards.
Banks.
Yes, Banks. Thank you. I couldn't remember if it was Banks or Pooney. Banks was out. It was just cramping, they said on the broadcast, so it's nothing to worry about. So the bad offensive line did not get worse. So yay Niners. George Kittle continues to be tight end one on the season because he's just good, folks. He scored 2 touchdowns last night. Debo Samuel, 3 for 102 and a touchdown. A lot of that was a catch and run on a 76-yarder. I have to imagine he's going to get more carries without Jordan Mason around if he misses time. So that'll make that backfield even more maddening. Question for you both. Brandon Ayuk, where do we reach the point where we're sitting Brandon Ayuk? 2 for 37 in this one. Big game in the last one. Is he a boom bust wide receiver 3 at this point? Or is he still a guy that you consider like working his way into the trust circle?
This is Ayuk, you mean?
Yeah.
And it's been obviously very frustrating. I mean, he gets just as many looks as anybody else in the offense, really. It's just, for some reason, it's not consistently working. Last week, obviously, was fantastic. But other than that, I mean, I don't even know if he's had double-digit points in a game. So, I think it's hard not to play him, you know, especially in anything more than a 2 wide receiver league. I think you still have to play him unless it's the shallowest of leagues. But yeah, I mean, it's, you're kind of just backed into it right now.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. He does have one game where he finished, if you round up, he had double digit fantasy points.
Oh, 9.7 or something.
9.8.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, Mike, what do you think for Brandon Ayuk?
Well, I was hopeful last week after, or at the end of last week, when he caught 8 passes for 147 yards. But then he goes back and catches 2 for 37. So it's, you know, the most he's had outside of the Arizona game was 5 receptions against the Rams. And that's just not, you know, that's just not going to cut it. He's had two double digit target weeks. So Arizona, obviously, and then the Rams. But outside of that, it's like 5 and 4. So that's three weeks and 2 weeks. And I just don't think you can trust it. Unless you're in desperation flex mode, then I'm kind of staying away from him.
Okay. And next game they get, is this team any good? The Chiefs?
Ooh, they might be. I've heard good things about them.
Okay. And the Juwan Jennings dream is dead. You can cut him.
He's just... If that's not happening again.
Yeah, he's back to the Juwan Jennings role, which is, oh shit. Okay, we got first down. That's the Juwan Jennings role. Yeah, the last two games, four catches for 50 yards on 9 targets. Like,
sick, man.
yeah. That's the Juwan Jennings role. So they call him Third and Juwan. So
how many times are you going to say that on the podcast, Jeff?
That's his name, Third and Juwan. All right. Third and Juwan. Let's talk about the Seahawks. Walker?
Okay. Yeah.
This was your question.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you read them off. I don't know. What do you want from me?
Walker, shut up. Are there any startable players here other than Kenneth Walker and DK Metcalf?
Tyler Lockett had a good game, mostly because he scored a touchdown, but he had 5 catches or something like that. So, yeah, I mean, he had 16 points, I think. JSN had like 10 or 11. So he was flex-ish. Noah Fant got some decent production in garbage time. If you streamed him, I guess you could have done fine. You should not have played Geno Smith. That's the big thing.
Yeah, that didn't work out well.
Nope.
Noah Fant, 6 for 63. Walker and Geno Smith asking Noah Fant the same question, which was, what the hell are you doing, man?
Yeah.
Except yeah. Geno said it.
Why the fuck didn't you get out of bounds?
Yeah. Mike, because you're not on Twitter, when Noah Fant didn't go out of bounds and they had to spike the ball at the end of the game, Walker tweeted out, what the hell is Noah Fant doing? And then on Hot Mike, they caught Geno saying, what the fuck is y'all doing, man? So Walker and Geno Smith asking the same question of Noah Fant. So Fant, is this a guy, are we chasing fool's gold if we chase Fant? 6 for 62 in this one, 3 for 24 last week. This is actually a second time in 4 games going 6 for 60. Falcons, Buffalo, Rams next 3 weeks. Are we chasing Fant or is that chasing garbage? I was trying to think of something other than that rhymed with Fant. Chasing Fant or chasing Bart. Can't.
I don't love it. I mean, I think he's just pretty blobby for me. I think, you know, it's unlikely he's going to score a touchdown. AJ Barner's the bigger, you know, more likely red zone option. They also like to use Jake Bobo down there for some reason.
Jake Bobo?
Yeah. He had a couple catches yesterday. With bye weeks, I guess if you find a good matchup over the next 5 or 6 weeks, he's as good as any option because he's out there and he's decent with the ball in his hands. But he'll probably never be in my top 12.
Okay, Mike, Noah Fant or Noah Can't? I know you said Can't, but is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, Noah Can't.
Noah Can't.
I mean, two of the 5 weeks. As you mentioned, he's had 6 receptions, but that's on 6 targets. So he's getting interesting enough, he's caught every one of his targets except for 2.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting. So I can't trust him. Even in bye week situation. I mean, if you're desperate, sure, why not? But he's going to catch at least one pass for you, if not two. Ooh. But, outside of that, then he's just not worth it.
Some are calling him Mark Andrews, but better. Because he'll catch a pass. So we all remember when Kenneth Walker came out, everybody's like, this guy's just going to be a PPR machine. He's going to catch so many footballs. We remember that, right?
Oh yeah. You couldn't catch a lick if they wanted to.
Yeah. So, all right. Kenneth Walker, last 2 games, 16 targets, 15 receptions. If we had to redraft now with this workload, is Kenneth Walker a first round pick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tend to agree because this stat line that he has right now is what makes a first round pick. Dog shit on the ground. Niners were bottling him up. 14 for 32, longest of 8. So it's like those other 13 carries, not great. He did score a touchdown, but 8 for 37 on the ground. That's what makes a first round pick a first round pick, is the catching passes, because if you're getting stuffed, then you can make it up with the receiving total. So I tend to agree. That Kenneth Walker, if like we're redrafting right now, and if he keeps this up, should be a first round pick next year.
As Ryan Grubb's still there, which I don't know why he wouldn't be at this point. So yeah, that offense is just, it funnels short area targets to the running back.
Yeah. I mean, the offense is good, but it's not to the point where Grubb would get hired away, I don't think.
No. And right. And it's not bad enough that he would get fired after one season. So yeah.
He'll be back. All right. Zach Charbonnet. No, thank you.
No, good.
We already said that. All right, let's move on to Sunday, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Sunday.
6:30 a.m. Bloody London game, isn't it? And then I assume Walker here put, you what, mate?
Yeah, I did. I wrote some stuff in the notes. Yeah.
Let's go. All right. Jags are 1-4. The Bears are 3-2. Chicago, 2.5-point favorites, 44.5-point over-under. Injuries in this one for the Jags. Tyson Campbell is out with a hamstring injury. Daniel Thomas, Gabe Davis, Evan Ingram, Yasir Abdullah are all questionable. For the Bears, Jaquan Brisker, Zach Pickens, Terrell Smith are all out. Tyreek Stevenson is doubtful. Tevin Jenkins and Jacob Martin are both questionable. I'm going to kick this off with my first question. We had a huge game for Brian Thomas last week. It was the Brian Thomas game. And my question was, can the Jaguars run back the BTJ game? And this is what gives me trouble. Waleed, your pants are about to come off, buddy. I don't know how to tell you any other way. Holy shit, dude. Do you guys know how good the Bears pass defense has been this season?
I mean, I would also consider the competition they've played, but yes, it's been quite good.
They've only allowed, forget the competition, 2 passing touchdowns in 5 games.
That's That's really good.
Regardless of competition, two passing touchdowns, 194 passing yards per game. Those are 31st and 26th, respectively. They have six picks on the season, 14 sacks, the fifth highest pressure rate, the sixth lowest yards per attempt, sixth lowest completion rate, 10th best completion percentage over expectation, second lowest accuracy throw rate. And here's the problem. They destroy the deep play. Bears have yielded only 125 yards on the season on 20 plus air yard plays, which is 20th in the league. They are 12th in the and Brian Thomas is 12th in the league in 20 air yard passes. And he's only one behind being tied for six. So he's like way up there. It also makes up a huge part of his receptions because he has five catches, second in the league of 20 plus air yards, and he's second in the league in that category. So Trevor Lawrence also 11 for 23, 414. That's pretty much average. So what I worry about with Brian Thomas Jr. running it back is they don't need him to run the short and intermediate area. He only needs to take the top off the defense. They got Christian Kirk. Evan Ingram should be back. Travis Etienne, for all his rushing woes, does catch passes. So I'm worried that everybody's going to throw Brian Thomas Jr. into their lineup and he lays an egg because this Bears pass defense is good. So I think you still have to play him as like a boom bust wide receiver three. But if you're in a two wide receiver league, unless you're in dire straits from one of the bye weeks, like if you have like Justin Jefferson or Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle or Jordan Whittington, then I don't know in a two wide receiver league how if you could start him. But a three wide receiver league, go off, King.
I mean, I think I guess I have a little more confidence. I don't know. I don't think that he'll play a complete egg. I think he'll catch at least, you know, one pass that gets 20 yards or more and probably one or two other passes. So, I mean, if he ends up with like 3 for 50, that's not going to kill you. But if he does get a deep touchdown and then all of a sudden he's looking at like 4 for 90 and a touchdown, you're going to be pissed if you didn't put that in your lineup. So I have him at wide receiver 22.
Okay. So you have him as a two wide receiver guy, but
yeah, low end wide receiver two.
Yeah. Okay. Mike, your thoughts on the BTJ killer?
Yeah, I don't know if I can trust it very much. Bears also only have allowed one touchdown to a wide receiver. So it's there, as you mentioned, they're really tough against the pass. I can't trust it. I'm going to say no, that BTJ is, you should keep him out of your lineups.
All right. So I think the corollary to that is Trevor Lawrence is only if you're desperate situation, one quarterback leagues.
I'm
out on him in one quarterback leagues this week.
Yeah. It's like some guy in your league has like eight quarterbacks and you have Patrick Mahomes. Well, guess what? Start Will Levis instead.
Yeah, I said it. I have Will Levis directly in front of Trevor Lawrence.
Let's go. So this week, are we starting Travis Etienne or Tank Bigsby?
Tank.
I'm starting Etienne still because he catches the passes.
ETN 6 for 43 last week. But Mike makes an interesting point, which is Mike said, I think when he said Tank, he said, but Walker, Tank Bigsby is getting all the goal line opportunities. He had two rushing touchdowns last week. Is that what you were saying when you said Tank?
Absolutely. That's exactly what I was saying.
All right.
I like Chicago's defense, though. So I think that it's going to be a situation where I don't know if Tank Bigsby's running for a touchdown, and if he's not running for a touchdown, then he's basically Gus Edwards. Whereas Etienne has a lot higher floor.
That is a correct point. But here's the question. Are either of these guys like guys we're leaning towards starting? It doesn't sound like it. I probably would guess if I had to, I could get Travis Etienne out of my lineup for a handful of guys.
I don't think ETN's too bad of a play this week, honestly. There's a lot of pretty good running backs on buys, and I think that he's still the starting running back.
Okay.
Bears are third most of giving up touchdowns and running backs at six.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. They're tied with four other teams, but yeah.
Okay, so they're a run funnel defense. Okay. Well, now I'm back in. Let's go. Okay. Travis Etienne, baby. Let's go. Alrighty. That's it for the Jags. If Evan Ingram plays, you play him. Christian Kirk is a
I'm not PPR. Playing Evan Ingram regardless.
Really?
Nope. Not in his first game back against a good defense. I'm good.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. I say that, but I realize that I have a league with him, and I'm probably going to keep Tyler Conklin in there. So.
Yep, me too.
Yeah, so he's 15th, I would guess, for Walker. 16th. I'm getting pretty good at knowing what Walker has ranks as. Quick question, though. Something I forgot. Tank Bigsby did have 90 rushing yards the week before. Still Gus Edwards?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear, because one catch for 28 yards between the 2 weeks. So, all righty. It's just Travis Etienne's owns the passing work, so that's going to be trouble. All right, Mike, you wanted to know about Caleb Williams in this game.
Yeah, is Caleb Williams going to throw for two or more touchdowns? He's done that twice this season in five games. He's blanked. He's gotten a goose egg in two and only thrown for one in one. So three of those five games, it's been definitely less than two. But the Jaguars have a pretty weak defense against the pass. In fact, they're lost against the pass, giving up 10 touchdowns altogether.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was going to say two touchdowns kind of feels like the floor. Like, I feel like, the Jags allow the most fantasy points per game to quarterbacks. So, here's the guy. Josh Allen had 4. CJ Stroud had 2. Joe Flacco had 3. So, you're like, oh, Allen Stroud, but then, oh, Flacco had 3. Guess who didn't do it? Deshaun Watson and Tua.
Wow.
So, if you're not, playing out a $250 million contract that nobody wants you to have, or just Tua, who the Dolphins were mysteriously bad, you can score multiple touchdowns on them. So I think 2's the floor for Caleb Williams. He'll get one, especially since they've gotten the gotten DeAndre Swift going, so it's added another aspect to their game. So I will say 1-2 Cole Kmet, 1-2 DJ Moore.
I'm gonna go with let's see, 1 to DJ Moore. 1-2 DeAndre Swift.
Mike, what do you think about your own question?
Yeah, I think there's 2 is probably the most he's going to throw for. I like the DJ Moore Cole Kmet situation. So, yeah.
Let's go. All right. DeAndre Swift. Are we starting him? He's been weirdly good lately. They started using him, actually.
Yeah, I think you're starting him.
All right. Mike?
Starting who?
DeAndre Swift.
Yeah, I think he's definitely at least flexible.
Okay. Well, I didn't ask if he goes to yoga, Mike.
He can stretch.
He can stretch. He's very flexible. Let's do a quick this guy or that guy. Let me pull up some running backs really quick. We got DeAndre Swift or Javonte Williams.
DeAndre.
Swift.
Okay, DeAndre Swift or J.K. Dobbins, who we're not sure what we're getting out of J.K. Dobbins these days.
The last couple of weeks have been bad for J.K. We're just opposite for DeAndre, so I'm going to go DeAndre.
DeAndre, ride that hot hand.
I'm going to go with Swift.
Okay, Swift or... Rico Dudu.
Swift. Dowdle's playing Detroit, so
yeah,
that's an easy.
Oh, are they playing Detroit? I'm gonna go Dowdle.
Swift or Swift or with no Rashad White. Are we going Bucky Irving, everybody?
Ooh, Bucky.
I'll go Swift.
Yeah, I'll go Swift too.
Oh, I thought I saw Rashad White was out. Now it says game time decision.
He's doubtful, I think.
He's doubtful.
Okay. So he's probably not playing.
Oh, wow. Somebody in our Discord posting something that's overblown. Interesting. I've never seen that before. It's never happened. Not in the history of our or any other Discord. All right. DJ Moore's must start. What about the other wide receivers? Keenan Allen, Roma Dunze. Feels like they're kind of sharing... the load.
Yeah, I'm not trusting either one of the veteran or the rookie.
Yeah, I don't think you can play either of them, honestly.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
If you're going to play one of them, I think Odunze is the better play, but I don't like either one.
He has more upside.
Yeah.
Cole Kmet or Tyler Conklin?
Conklin.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, I think Kmet scores a touchdown. I said Kmet will score a touchdown, and I know Conklin's not going to score a touchdown, so I'm going to go Kmet.
That's fair. Wait, you're saying that Tyler Conklin could go a whole season without scoring a touchdown? I don't think so. not around here. Cole Kmet or Dalton Schultz?
Ooh.
Schultz.
Yeah, I got to go Schultz.
Cole Kmet or Pat Freiermuth?
The mouth.
Yeah, give me the mouth.
Last one, Cole Kmet or Dalton Kincaid?
Kincaid.
Kmet.
Yeah, I bet everybody took Kincaid top five is happy that he's in this conversation. All right, I got the Bears.
I'm going with the Jaguars because it's in London.
Oh, I got game chi. For the Jags. Mike's got the chi.
I got the chi.
All right. Walker's hoping that the Jags can cut the chi. All right, let's go, baby. Woo! Cardinals 2-3, travel to Green Bay. Packers are 3-2. Go, Pack, go. Packers 5-point favorites, 49.5-point over under. Injuries in this one for the Cardinals: Zay Jones, Darius Robinson are both out. Matt Prater, Garrett Williams, Kelvin Beachum are questionable. And my document froze on me. There we go. And so is Christian Jones. For the Packers, Devontae Wyatt is out. Christian Watson, Rashid Walker, Aaron Mosby, and Jordan Morgan are all questionable. Mike, you want to know about Marvin Harrison in this game? I don't think he'll get 5 receptions, but his son might.
Well, he has gotten... Oh, good one. JR. Who shot JR? Yeah.
Walker, too young for that reference.
Yep, don't get it.
Yeah, too young. JR Jr., 5 receptions. He's done that twice. One game came up just a bit short with 4 receptions against the Rams, but the other 2 games, 1 catch against Buffalo and 2 catches against San Francisco, which was last week. So is he going to catch 5 this week against the Packers?
Last week was really weird because I was kind of jacked to see a Marvin Harrison game or Marvin Harrison Jr. game. Damn it. I got it myself. And he didn't really do much. He like had that big fourth down catch, but he had 2 catches. So it's like, oh, he didn't do anything. So I would like to see over 5 receptions, even though I don't have Marvin Harrison anywhere. But I'm going to go under. I think he'll get 4. One will be a very long catch, but it feels like Kyler is taking what the defense is giving him, which is a lot of times Michael Wilson. Sometimes it's James Conner. It's Trey McBride.
Trey McBride a lot, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not Marvin Harrison Jr.
No, because Harrison, yeah. I think they're trying to make him like a downfield receiver a little too much because that's not really what he's good at. He's really good in the intermediate game. I mean, he's basically like, what if T. Higgins was better? So why don't you just do that?
Yeah, and they're trying to make him into like...
Trying to make him play like Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, Calvin Johnson's a good one. Yeah, and it's just not working out so far.
No, but I'll say go with the Jeff move. I'll go neither. I'd say he gets exactly 5.
Ooh, you're pulling a Jeff, baby.
It's Jeff time.
It's Jeff time. Quoted by Jeff.
It's Jeff time. Quote Walker Kelly, and then everybody's like, huh? Really?
What?
That's not how it's supposed to go.
That's not how this works. Mike, what do you think? Over under 5 receptions for Marvin Harrison Jr.?
I'm going to go over 5 receptions for Packers defense is I think 8th or 9th against the path, which is 9th worst. So I think Marvin Harrison is definitely going to break that. He'll break that 5 reception barrier he's been at.
Okay. Pop off, as the kids say. James Conner has a neutral matchup. You're starting Trey McBride no matter what. Kyler Murray. We start in Kyler Murray. Are we doing that?
I think so. Kyler? Yeah, I have him at 10.
Okay, Kyler or Caleb?
Kyler.
Yeah, Kyler.
Kyler or Kirk Cousins at Carolina?
Cousins.
Kirk. Okay. Kyler or Jordan Love on the other side of the field?
Love.
Yeah.
Ooh, Jaden Daniels ranked top three this week on Fantasy Pros. Let's go, baby. Kyler or Dak?
Dak.
Yeah, Dak.
All right.
Dallas ain't going to be able to run the ball, so they're going to have to throw it.
Yeah, that's true. Lots of passing. Big week for Jalen Tolbert?
I could see Jalen Tolbert having, like, an extremely inefficient, like, 6-for-53.
Ooh, a Jacoby Myers.
Yeah, that's a classic Jacoby game.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the other side of the ball. Packers. Walker, you want to talk about Jordan Love?
Yeah, is he a top five quarterback rest of season?
Lamar, Daniels, Hurts, Allen.
Why Hurts?
Why would Love be over Hurts? Because Hurts has the rushing. And he has better weapons.
True. He hasn't performed so far this year.
He doesn't make insane crossbody throws, falling backwards like Jordan Love does.
Well, he throws some picks, though. That guy's turning the ball over like crazy.
Yeah, maybe I'm just going reputation here. But I would still go Hurts over Jordan Love rest of the season. Like, if I had Jordan Love, somebody offered me Jalen Hurts, I would break my thumb smashing the accept button.
No, I understand. I would still have Hurts ahead of him. I just wanted to see what your reasoning was.
I think just reputation. I mean, he's been struggling this year, but A.J. Brown's been gone. Devonta Smith got hurt. A.J. Brown at least is coming back this week. Is Devonta going to be back?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's right. I put the injury report together. I could have told you that. nobody on the injury report for the Eagles. That's right. I think that so I would go Lamar, Hurts, Daniels, obviously, because I was right. So I would continue to have faith in him. Josh Allen is where it gets kind of messy just because he's been struggling the last couple games, but those were good teams.
Yeah, I would still go Allen over him. And then the only other one I could see an argument for is Burrow.
Yeah, but Burrow was really just that one big game. And then, like, he's been okay. I think that might be a little bit of recency bias. Like, oh, Joe Burrow's back. But, you know, we'll see how he plays this week against the Giants.
Should be good.
Yeah, it should be good. And if it's not, then he's not in there. So, but yeah, 5 or 6, I would say, for Jordan Love.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, if somebody offered you, like if you have CJ Stroud, you could probably go to the Jordan Love manager and get Jordan Love plus, like, a flexible, like a flex or an RB2 wide receiver 2 player. And I think you're getting the better fantasy quarterback there.
I feel like you could turn CJ Stroud into Jordan Love and Chuba Hubbard like that.
I was thinking Bucky Irving, but yeah.
Yeah, so same deal. So, all right, Mike, what do you think? Top five rest of the season, Jordan Love?
Well, at first, I thought that was kind of ridiculous. But then running down the quarterbacks, it's kind of pretty much right on at QB5. In fact, right now, he's points per game, he's QB2 on the season. So, I really think he's probably at 5. Four or five for sure. The only one you could kind of make a case for, which is even more probably outlandish, is Baker Mayfield. And that's only because he's the QB4 right now on the season. But
that can't hold. That cannot hold.
That's probably not going to hold. So, he's definitely 4 or 5 for sure.
Yeah, I mean, Baker Mayfield has had a good season so far, but he still has the heart of a bozo in him. So something's going to happen. He's going to have a couple, like, 3 interception games.
Yeah, totally.
Oh my God. Mike, you live in my area. Have your allergies been killing you lately?
Luckily, I don't get allergies.
Oh, God, bless it. I've been going crazy. Okay. I thought you were going to say, lucky I don't get outside. I was like, that's what I thought you were going to say. So Jaden Reed must start, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes. Josh Jacobs, I feel like you have to have some good options to not start him weekly, given on where you took him and that he's been good enough.
Yeah, he's a top 12 back for me this week.
Mike?
Yeah, he's definitely, I guess, flex, at the very least, flex kind of.
Yeah.
He's a RB22 on the season, so that's pretty much, you know, RB2, bottom of the RB2 range.
Classic, not bad enough to bench him, not excited enough to have him in your lineup.
Exactly.
What are we doing with the receivers not named Jaden Reed? And the answer better be not playing them.
Yeah, not playing them.
I sneaky think you can flex Romeo Doubs.
Really?
Yeah, Christian Watson's definitely not playing. Come on, he's not playing.
No, he's not playing.
And I think that they're going to be interested in getting Doubs back into the good graces. I think he scores a touchdown.
Okay, Mike, what do you think?
I'm staying away from all of them except for Reed.
All right. What about Tucker Kraft? 2 touchdowns last week. He's seemingly coming on. Fantasy Pros consensus has him at 6. Well, and I was going to say that feels high, but the guys ahead of him are behind him. Kyle Pitts, Dalton Kincaid. I kind of would rather have Tucker Kraft.
I have Kraft at 7.
At 7. Okay. Who's your 6 ahead of him?
In order, Trey McBride, George Kittle, Brock Bowers, Jake Ferguson, Kyle Pitts, Sam Laporta.
Kyle Pitts.
Yeah,
it's Carolina, and he got a lot of targets last game.
Okay, so Kyle Pitts being the PPR cheat code, I guess.
I think he gets I think his floor in this game is probably like 8 points, and that is really high for a tight end.
Yeah, that's like, again, there's a lot of managers out there who'd kill for 8 points from their tight end this week.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah. Dallas Goedert getting a weird small amount of love given how amazing he's been. He's behind Kincaid, Pitts, and Kraft. So strange.
I have him ahead of Kincaid, but behind the other two.
Okay. I just think being behind Kincaid doesn't make much sense. Also, if you can, I would definitely start George Kittle this week.
You should have done that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I mean, I don't know what you're doing if you didn't do that. So there's no circumstance where you shouldn't be starting George Kittle right now.
Yep. All right. We all got the Packers winning this one. Does anybody have any more input on this game?
No.
All right.
Go Cheeseheads.
Yeah, that's right.
No,
go
Cardinals.
Pack, go. I love Jordy Nelson. And
this dude loves Donald Driver.
Yeah, Donald Driver, I'm a huge Donald Driver head. I was trying to think who's the guy that like scored a bunch of touchdowns and left and sucked and then came back and then he scored a bunch of touchdowns and he wore a hoodie. I'm totally
James
blanking.
Jones.
James Jones. Yeah, I was totally blanking on him, but I could tell you his entire career arc.
Yeah,
big James Jones head here. Love to finish the season with 30 catches for 11 touchdowns.
I loved it. Yeah, he did too.
All right. Colts are 2-3. They travel to Tennessee to take on the Titans, who are 1-3. Colts, 1-point favorites, 43.5 point over under. It's looking like we are going to have Anthony Richardson this weekend, potentially. He is questionable with an oblique. Looking like he might play. Jonathan Taylor ruled out. Josh Downs, questionable with the toe injury. Michael Pittman will either be out for multiple weeks or playing this weekend. We don't know.
Yeah, that's a strange thing.
Everybody was like, this morning was like, what? He's at practice? Braden Smith is questionable, as is Kenny Moore. Mike, you wanted to know about Josh Downs.
Yeah, is he going to put up flex numbers? The last 2 weeks, he's had 22 points against the Steelers and about 16 points against the Jaguars in back-to-back weeks. And without Michael Pittman, maybe. We'll see. I was just wondering if he was going to at least put up some flex numbers.
I don't think so. Not with Anthony Richardson under center. It's just not. Those two just don't. They haven't flushed yet. You know.
They haven't flushed. That's disrespectful.
I said flushed. Flushed. F L E S H E D.
I see. I know what you mean.
Yeah. Did my hella NorCal accent come out?
I was going to say they need to do that 10 or 15 times.
10 times, 15 times. Yeah, they need to flash 10 times, 15 times. Yeah, if it's Anthony Richardson, I say no. If it's Joe Flacco, I say yes. Flacco and Josh Downs have a definite connection. Flacco's looking for him early and often in plays. So I would go with Downs as a flex if Flacco plays. If not, I would stay away from him.
I agree, and I'll go further. I'll say if Flacco plays, I'll play Downs, and that's it. If Richardson plays, I don't want anything to do with any of the passing options for the Colts.
No, not Jonathan Pierce?
No, not Pierce.
Pierce could go 1 for 9 or 4 for 500. Those are his options.
Okay. He'll catch one deep ball, he's gonna have one catch for 40 yards.
Yeah. No Trey Sermon. I don't want to start Trey Sermon in this game. Please don't make me do it.
That depends on who you have, buddy.
I'm starting Trey Sermon in a league, so please don't make me
do it. Get ready to learn Trey Sermon in your lineup.
No! Oh,
I got Sermon in my lineup, too.
Yeah, if it's Anthony Richardson, I don't want anybody. I agree. I don't want anybody, period, on the Colts.
Yeah, I mean, I would try not to start any Colts in this game, honestly, but you might be backed into a situation where you have to start like Richardson or Sermon or Downs.
Although sneaky outcome is Anthony Richardson starts and then Josh Downs gets peppered with targets in 2.5 quarters after his entire body explodes. Anthony Richardson's body explodes.
Yeah, but I don't think they're ever going to be in a situation. I don't think this game's going to get out of hand either way.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's going to be like a big throwing the ball game.
Oh, no, but they can't run the ball because it's Trey Sermon.
Yeah, but I think they'll try.
So it'll be run, 11-yard pass. Run, 11-yard pass.
Run, incomplete.
Run,
incomplete.
Run, incomplete. Last one, run, 11-yard pass, 4th and 16. Somehow. Sorry, Mike. Colts are not going to do well this week.
No, it's going to be ugly again.
You know why? Is this the certified Bozometer game of the week?
No, not quite, in my opinion.
Walker, who leads the league in interceptions?
Will Levis.
Who else leads the league in interceptions?
The other guy who's playing in this game. Anthony Richardson.
Anthony Richardson. Who leads the league in fumbles?
I would guess also Will Levis.
Correct.
Oh, great.
These three have combined for 15 turnovers.
Jeez.
This is the Bozo game of the week. I'm sorry.
Well, I disagree, and that's my thing, so fuck you.
Also, guess who I'm starting this week?
Will Levis.
William motherfucking Levis, baby.
Let's go.
Check this shit out. The Caleb Williams, Justin Fields, Trevor Lawrence. Last 3 weeks. That's who they played, right?
Mm-hmm.
They gave each of those three quarterbacks their first 300 yard passing days of the season. Those three quarterbacks threw for an average of 349 passing yards. Oof. Against the Colts.
Even if you take away the 50 yard Will Levis handicap, that's still 299 yards.
Check this shit out. Other than the Colts, like if you take out those Colts games, those three quarterbacks combined for 175.5 yards per game, which is almost exactly half the yardage.
And what's Will Levis's average passing yards per game?
Will Levis passing yards per game, probably 100. Wait, are we counting return yards from interceptions?
No.
Okay, then it is, where'd it go? Come on. It's 125-ish. 150.
Yeah, 151. So, yeah, 302 yards coming for Will Levis.
302 yards from Will Levis, baby. Let's go.
302 yards, one touchdown, two picks.
Wait, check this shit out. There's more. Those three quarterbacks totaled 7 touchdowns in their 3 games against the Colts and 12 in their other 12 games.
Okay, so 2 touchdowns.
And 2 touchdowns. Picks. That's right. Let's go, baby. Will fucking Levis. I'm starting Will Levis this week in a 2 quarterback league.
Yeah, that's fair. Honestly, I mean, I would start him over Trevor Lawrence.
I would start him. Here's the quarterbacks I would start him over. Jaden Daniels, Lamar Jackson.
Oh my god, shut up. No.
No, he's an intriguing two quarterback play. And if you want to go fucking crazy in a one quarterback league, fuck it, let's ride.
Yeah, I mean, we'll do two questions. Well, no, we'll go three questions. Will Levis or Bo Nix?
William Levis.
Will Levis or Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron.
Mm-hmm. Rodgers is playing Buffalo.
Buffalo, new OC. It's Todd Downing. Will Levis.
And then Will Levis or Jared Goff?
Playing the
Dallas
Cowboys?
Cowboys, who are a mid defense.
And then I would go Jared Goff.
Mike, did you answer? I didn't hear you.
Goof.
Okay. The goofy boy.
The goofy boy.
All right. Let's see. Otherwise, on Tennessee, we've got Tony Pollard. You should be playing.
Must start, I would say, at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially against the Colts this week. No offense, Mike.
That's all good. They suck. Okay.
And somebody's going to catch these yards. So flex Calvin Ridley.
Yeah. Where do I have Calvin Ridley? Wide receiver 27. DeAndre Hopkins, desperation flex. Tyjae Spears, decent flex option.
Yeah, he's been double digit, what, two or three straight weeks?
Yeah, he's like a fringe RB2.
So maybe Jeff was right.
And don't play Chigakonkwo.
All right, let's move on to the next game. We all got the Titans winning. Walker said, we're not doing this. All right, Texans 4-1, Patriots 1-4. Houston 7-point favorites, 37.5-point over under. For the Texans, Nico Collins went to IR. Robert Wood, Jimmy Ward, Kamari Lassiter are all out. Derek Barnett, that's not a name.
Barnett.
Derek Barnett. I have my thing too small. I read it and I was like, Barnett, that doesn't make sense. Derek Barnett, Kirk Hinch, and Joe Mixon are all questionable. For the Patriots, Ramondre Stevenson, he's out. Kyle Duggar, Kendrick Bourne, Marcus Jones, Nick Leverett, KJ Osborne, Landon Robinson, Sione Takitaki, Marco Wilson, Anthony Jennings, Isaiah Bolden, and Joe Cardona, questionable. Very funny to have your long snapper on the report.
Yes.
All right, let's start with this. Patriots free space. Do not play a New England Patriot. Oh, but yeah. What about no?
You can play Antonio Gibson.
Oh, but no.
You can play Antonio Gibson.
You can play Antonio Gibson.
That's
Yeah, that Deshaun Watson stat I gave earlier, first 47.5%, 47.7% pressure rate. Jacoby Brissett, second, 45%. Texans, fourth highest pressure rate in the league, 39.7%. Drake May, first career start. Boy's going to be shitting his pants.
Yeah, it's going to be Antonio Gibson's going to have like 12 carries for 33 yards and 6 catches on 7 targets for 41 yards. Yeah. And you're going to get like 14 points out of him. He's the compiler of the week.
That's right. Verified compiler of the week. All right. That's your free space game. Mike, anything to add about the free space game?
No. Good luck to Drake May. Hope you make it through the game. But yeah, that's all I got to say about that.
Drake May, fortune be on your side. All right. My question is, does Nico Collins' absence equal more meaningful opportunities for Tank Dell? Tank Dell's been pretty meh this season. He's been pretty invisible, got hurt. But he has one game without Nico Collins in his career. 18.9 PPR points, 14 targets, 6 catches, 56 yards, and a touchdown. Patriots are allowing the 7th highest yards per attempt, but only 4 touchdowns. So they are kind of low in overall fantasy points to wide receivers. But what do we think? Tank Dell without Nico Collins, is he wide receiver, like back end wide receiver 2, 3, flex? Where are we slotting in Tank Dell?
I think at this point it's fair to be on the side of like waiting and seeing with Dell this season. I think he's like a high end wide receiver 3. We just talked about Calvin Ridley. I have Tank Dell right behind Calvin Ridley, right ahead of Wandale Robinson.
Okay. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I think you could probably slot him as a wide receiver 3 at this point, and then see what happens if he actually is targeted more, or if they go maybe Dalton Schultz. And but to be safe, wide receiver 3 is pretty much a lock.
Okay. If it's Joe Mixon, we're playing him, correct?
Yeah.
What if it's not? Are we playing Damian Pierce?
No. You're not playing any of them.
Correct. It's Joe Mixon or nobody. Darian Gubawale?
Yes.
No, not this week.
Damn.
Stefon Diggs. He's been getting a high volume the last few weeks. We going to play him?
I think he's a must start with Nico out.
Must start with Nico out. I think in a 3 wide receiver league, absolutely. 2 wide receiver league, the position so decimated that probably.
He's a wide receiver 10.
On the season, yeah.
So must start, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have him at wide receiver 9 on the week.
Damn. All right.
Jeff, out on Stefon Diggs. Certified Stefon Diggs skeptic.
Uh-oh, don't let Stefon Diggs hear that. Please don't put in the paper that I'm a skeptic.
He's going to let you know, Jeff.
Oh, the second he finds out, his eyes just shot open. He sat up in his bed.
What did he say about me?
Yeah, he said somebody out there was mildly skeptical of my ability to score fantasy points. Dalton Schultz, yes? No?
Yeah, you can. I mean, it's not my favorite, but you can.
Yeah, I'd probably stay away from him. And CJ Stroud, you're starting if you have him on your lineup most weeks.
Yeah, I mean.
We kind of did the CJ Stroud thing tangentially when we did Jordan Love. So
I'd rather, this week against New England, I'd rather start like a Daniel Jones. But most weeks, I mean, yeah, CJ Stroud's your guy.
Okay, yeah, Daniel Jones going up against Cincinnati, perhaps one of my streamers this week.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then I forgot I put a bunch of 49ers stats down here. Did you know that this was Brock Purdy's 8th career game with 3 passing touchdowns and 0 interceptions?
I don't care.
Most in the league, in the league since 2002.
Okay.
Did you know this was the 49ers' 4th highest rushing yards under Kyle Shanahan ever?
No, I don't care.
Texans win for all of us. Buccaneers versus Saints. Buccaneers are 3-2. Saints are 2-3. Saints, 2-point favorites. Wild stuff. That can't be right. I'm sorry. Hold on. Timeout. Did I type that wrong? Okay, this changed. Tampa Bay, 3.5-point favorites. Okay. I was like, there is no way that Spencer Rattler is a favorite in this game. And yeah, these lines changed. Okay. Oh, I made these last week before Derek Carr was moved to doubtful. That's why.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that's why. I was like, hold the fucking phone here. No, timeout. There is no way that Spencer Rattler of all quarterbacks is a favorite in his first start in the NFL. Buccaneers 3-2, Saints 2-3, Tampa Bay 3.5-point favorites, 41.5-point over under. Injuries in this one for the Buccaneers. Graham Barton, Ernest Brown IV, Christian Eisen, Cameron Johnson, Trey Palmer. Are all out. Rashad White is doubtful. Luke Getteke, Kalijah Kancey, Jalen McMillan, Jordan Whitehead, and Antoine Winfield Jr. are all questionable. For the Saints, Taysom Hill, Cesar Ruiz, Derek Carr, Will Harris, Pete Werner are all ruled out. Peyton Turner, Lucas Patrick, and Kendre Miller are all questionable. Mike, you wanted to know if Chris Godwin would bounce back this week.
Yeah, I was curious on if he can get back into the top 12 after 2 sort of not bad weeks. I mean, he's 6 for 69 in week 4 against Philadelphia, and then 5 for 64 against Atlanta. So they haven't been really bad weeks, but he hasn't been that strong receiver as he was the first 3 weeks. So I was wondering if he's going to get back into form and to do that, get into the top 12.
I think so. Because Baker's smart. Remember when Patrick Surtain took Mike Evans away?
Mm-hmm.
And who are they playing this week?
The Aints.
Certified Mike Evans killer? Marshawn Lattimore?
Oh, true.
Like, yeah. Mike Evans is awful with Lattimore. I found the stats here. This is from a Reddit post. 3 receptions for 52 yards per game and 7.95 fantasy points in half PPR, eclipsing 10 fantasy points in just 20% of his matchups against Marshawn Lattimore in his career. He has scored double-digit fantasy points in PPR once since the end of the 2018 season against the Saints. And for those of you at home, they play twice a year. So that's a lot of games.
Yeah. That's not great.
Yeah. So, yes, Chris Godwin's going to be top 12 because Baker is just going to pretend like Mike Evans does not exist. Yeah. Just like he did with Patrick Surtain.
That's probably true. Unfortunately, you still have to play Mike Evans, though.
Unfortunately, you do, because he'll still get like 7 or 8 targets.
Right.
Yeah. So, Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I think after 2 weeks of not being that player, I think he's in the third week is his charm week. So I think top 12 is definitely in play for him.
Sounds like a plan. What are we doing with Bucky Irving this week? Likely at least getting a heavy volume with a doubtful Rashad White, potentially getting the start. Rashad White is ruled out. Again, doubtful means 75% chance they don't play, estimated. So what are we doing with Bucky Irving?
If White is out, you're playing.
Yeah, I'm playing him.
Okay. That sounds about White.
At least you weren't wide on that.
Ooh, wide white. Sorry, I'm checking the Mike Evans over under on Prize Picks right now. 58.5 receiving yards. What do we think?
I'd go under.
Under? I think so. Okay. Starting there. Alrighty. The hell? Oh, those are targets. Okay. I was like, why do they have 2 lines? 1 for 4.5, 1 for 7. I was like, that's really weird. All right, Kate Otten, weirdly involved recently, stopped running wind sprints. Has he moved up into that, like, Tyler Conklin area?
I think so.
Yeah, I think he deserves that, yep.
Okay, but is he at the back end of that group?
I mean, but I have him tied at 11 this week.
Okay, so you're starting him in 12 team leagues.
Yeah, I think so.
All righty, Mike?
Yeah, I think if you have a blob tight end, then he's definitely a blob tight end you can play. Conklin, Otten, those kind of guys are pretty much the 6'4", 60 kind of guys. So, yeah, I think you definitely can start him.
Would you pick up and play Cade Otten, or roll with Mark Andrews?
Cade Otten.
Otten.
Aide Cotton, baby. Kate Otten.
Aide Cotton, let's go.
Zach Ertz.
Ooh. Yeah, I think I have to go Ertz.
Kate Otten or... you said you wouldn't play him if you played, but Evan Ingram.
Otten,
yeah.
Okay. All right. That's it for the Buccaneers. Baker. He's like, what, quarterback 9 on the week, probably?
I have him at 12. Well, I still think you're playing him in most circumstances, probably.
Okay, so higher than the streamers, basically.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Walker, you wanted to know about Chris Olave with... Oh, I forgot to ask. Baker Mayfield or Spencer Rattler?
Oh, Mayfield, yeah.
Mayfield.
But Spencer Rattler, too, is starting for the Saints. Is Chris Olave benchable?
Yeah, I think you can at least consider it. I would say him and Rashid Shaheed are both wide receiver 3s, pretty high risk guys.
I think
it's not a great secondary, so on paper it's a good matchup, but the quarterback is probably really bad. So yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of guys that they're in a big tier with, but there's also definitely like 26-27 guys I'd easily rather play than them.
Yeah, so like Chris Olave, let's just run this down real quick. Chris Olave or Jameson Williams?
Chris Olave or Jameson? I'll go Olave.
Yeah, right. I'll go Olave as well.
Chris Olave or Darnell Mooney at Carolina.
Darnell. I'll go Mooney, yep.
All right, Chris Olave or the BTJ killer.
Give me the killer.
I think I might go Olave.
Chris Olave or Mike Evans, who we were just talking about.
I'll still go Evans.
Yeah, Evans.
Chris Olave or Deontay.
Olave.
Deontay.
All righty. All right. You're starting Kamara. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't start either tight end. Rashid Shaheed, honestly, I think probably shouldn't be started just because of how erratic Spencer Rattler is as a quarterback.
Yeah, like, that's fair.
Think about how rock solid Derek Carr was as a quarterback, and even then Rashid Shaheed had a zero catch game in there.
That's true.
So, that's Mike, true. What do you think? Rashid Shaheed benching him this week?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And then Chris Alvin Kamara, you're going to play, and none of the tight ends. All right, perfect. We all have Tampa Bay winning this game. All right, let's move on to Browns and Eagles. This one is a blowout in the making. Browns are 1-4, Eagles are 2-2. Eagles, 8.5-point favorites, 43.5-point over-under. No injuries for the Eagles. We'll just get that out of the way because the Browns, it's quite a list. Let's start with Nick Chubb, Grant Delpit, Ronnie Hickman Jr., Nyheim Hines, James Hudson, Ethan Posich are all out, Mohamed Diabate, Jordan Hicks, Maurice Hurst, and Denzel Ward are all questionable. This is the Amari Cooper free space game for the Browns. Don't start anybody. Just don't do it.
Yeah, there's no need to start any of those guys.
Yeah, Jerome Ford is not a real great option. The rest of the running backs can fuck off. Amari Cooper is a wide receiver, too. That's it. Yeah. That's, yeah, no thank you.
David Njoku? Did he go back on IR?
Is he playing?
Yeah, I don't know. He was hurt, and then he's not on the injury report. I was like, wait a second. Did David Njoku?
I didn't think he was going to play.
Yeah, that kind of slipped through the cracks. Ooh, it's a little Njoku to play versus Eagles.
Okay.
Eight hours ago. So with that information, David Njoku, part of that Tyler Conklin group.
Yeah. I don't think I'm playing him in his first game back either.
Okay. One last. Do you want to hear an insane stat before we move on to the Eagles?
Yeah, sure.
This is from Heed the Call. Since 2007, when True Media started tracking quarterback EPA, the lowest, they have tracked 596 quarterbacks. The lowest rated quarterback by EPA, 2024 Deshaun Watson. Literally the worst quarterback of the last 17 years.
Sick. That's awesome that he's worse than like Tim Boyle.
Yeah, think about all the bad quarterbacks you've seen come through your team. You're like, just everybody out there, just think about your own team and just the bad quarterbacks you've seen come through. And you're like, why the hell is this guy playing? Deshaun Watson, worse than them.
Wow.
He doesn't want to play. You watch him out there. He doesn't want to play. They ask him why he's not running. He said, I'm not paid to run. Bitch, you're Deshaun Watson. You're paid to run.
You're paid to, like, win games.
Yeah, so... All right, speaking of winning games, will the Eagles do it? Who knows? They don't do it as much as they used to. Mike, you want to know about Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, I was curious on if he's going to throw for two or more touchdowns. He hasn't really done much as far as throwing for touchdowns. He's done that once. But the other 3 weeks, he's only gotten one touchdown in the air. So is he going to throw for two or more this week? He's been pretty, actually he's been pretty bad overall. I mean, Jalen Hurts right now is the QB 16 on the season.
Mm-hmm. Now he does only have four games.
Okay.
They had a bye last week, so
that's fair.
On points per game, I'm sure he's higher than that.
He's 15. He's QB 7 on points.
Oh, okay. Mike's narrative falls apart.
It does, big time.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's the first time they've been at full strength for a while. AJ Brown was dealing with the injury. Devonta Smith had the hamstring. I know it sounds like I said Javonta. I didn't say Javonta. Run back the tape. I said Devonta. Yeah, I think he gets two passing touchdowns in this game. Brown's defense is decent, not great. Like, they're okay. They're middle of the pack against quarterbacks. So I think I think two touchdowns is in the card for Jalen Hurts. And if he runs and throws for one, I'm going to get out of this on a technicality.
Unbelievable. Just kidding. It's extremely believable because it's Jeff.
Let's go. You got a fence I can sit on?
No.
Okay.
Walker, what do you think?
What do I think? I think Jalen Hurts is going to be quarterback 6 in the week, but I don't think that includes 2 passing touchdowns. I'll say he throws for 1.
And he rushes for 1?
Yes.
All right. Let me ask you both the question. Are the Eagles a free space team? The opposite. You're starting Hurts, Brown, Smith, Goddard, and Barkley every week.
I will say most weeks.
The full house free space, huh?
Ooh, I like it. I'm gonna write that down so I don't forget it. Full house free space. That's good.
Yeah, and this is also the this is my bozo meter game of the week.
Really? I don't think the Eagles have that much bozo in them, do they?
Oh yeah, the Eagles are so much bozo in my opinion. This on paper, this is a team that should go like 14-3 every year, and they are not even in good.
They're not even what?
They're not even good.
Oh, I thought you said they're not even in good, and I was like, good what?
No, I didn't say in at all.
Yeah, sorry, I'm old. My hearing is going. I'm an old man. You have to be nice to me. If we're factoring the coaches in, sure, because Nick Sirianni, real bozo.
For sure.
Any game that Nick Sirianni is what I mean. Involved in?
Yeah, Nick Sirianni versus Deshaun Watson, and Jalen Hurts has also been turning the ball over all the time. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of bozo potential here. I think it could be a really stupid, like, 21-20 game that has like 8 million twists and turns.
Hell yeah. Myles Garrett scoop and score.
Myles Garrett scoop and score. There we go.
Yeah. All right.
Myles Garrett scooper, Amari Pooper.
That's two of their touchdowns right there. All right.
The only two they get.
The only two they get. Yeah, because they're going to get blown out. We all have the Eagles winning. All right. Commanders Ravens. The Old Bay Classic, as they call it. Commanders are 4-1. Ravens are 3-2. Baltimore, 6.5-point favorites, 52.5-point over under. For the Bears, Jaquan Brisker, Zach Pickens.
For the Bears?
Sorry, I saw Jaquan Brisker and my brain went back to the Bears. For the Commanders.
This is the Bears.
Wow. Oh, I did copy and paste the wrong team. Okay. Hold on. We'll come back to that. We're going to do, you know what? We're going to do things a little bit differently for this one. We're going to do injuries at the end.
Nice.
So Walker, let's talk about your question.
Yeah, this is going to sound like a bad question and I'm not leading you toward any answer. I just think it's an interesting thing to discuss. Should you sell high on Jaden Daniels?
What's high? Give me a trade that like, Give me some names, some possibilities.
Let's see. If somebody offered you Josh Allen for Jaden Daniels.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, wait. No, the other way around. I'm getting Josh Allen.
Yes.
I'm getting Josh Allen.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. Mike, what do you think? You wouldn't do it. Wouldn't do it.
Wow.
So Mike is not selling high on Jaden Daniels.
Mike loves running quarterbacks.
Let's see here. Somebody offers you one quarterback league. Somebody offers you Mike Evans for Jaden Daniels.
I'd probably stick with Daniels.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah, I think I'd stick with Daniels too.
Let's see. You get offered. This will be the last one. David Montgomery and Brian Thomas Jr.
I'm smashing the MF accept button.
Yeah, me too.
You want the players?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
How about this one? Brock Bowers for Jaden Daniels.
Ooh, that's a good one too.
I think I would stay with Daniels.
I might go Bowers there.
I just feel like with Daniels' rushing, he has the higher floor.
Yeah.
Because there are still going to be games where Bowers only gets like four targets. Also, he's got a new quarterback coming in. I just think there's less uncertainty with Daniels.
I mean, that's fair, but he's got a new quarterback coming in. He's also going to lose the number one option on his team. So the target, there's going to be more targets for him.
Oh, yeah. He's the number one option on the team now.
Yeah.
It's just that might not be that good a lot of the time.
That's fair, dog.
Like, oh, he's going to be getting a lot of.
Number one target.
Right. He's going to be getting a lot of, like, 5 for 52 on 9 targets.
Brock Bowers, what are you, Matt Gaetz? Because you're AOC's damn top target.
Ooh, wow.
Woo! Got him.
Roasted.
Let's go. So, yeah, I think that was a good – I think that's a very valid question with Jaden Daniels, because the concern with all rushing quarterbacks, especially because somebody had his player comp as Johnny Knoxville, is injured.
Johnny Knoxville.
Because he hasn't gotten that great at taking contact in the NFL. He's still got a certain bit of Gary's mod in the way that he falls.
Yeah, he does need to be a little more careful, but I mean, he hasn't gotten hurt yet, and I think you just keep racking up the points until you can't do it anymore.
Yeah, so as a quick aside, Tyler Owens is out, Jordan McGee, Efe Adoba, and Brian Robinson are all questionable. Just a little thought there for you guys.
Interesting. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, well, speaking of Brian Robinson, if he's playing, are you playing him?
I don't want to. And this isn't, oh, Jeff hates Brian Robinson. This is coming off of injury. Like, they have another back there in Austin Ekeler who's been good enough. The Ravens are going to force them to throw. Like, this could be a game where, because the Washington defense is the worst in the league.
Yeah, they suck really bad.
Yeah, they're really bad. So this is going to be a game where, like, it's probably more like an Austin Ekeler, Terry McLaurin, maybe Zach Ertz game, because they're going to have to throw a lot. And I just don't know if Brian Robinson gets his.
Yeah, I can understand that. I think in more cases than not, in my opinion, you're probably still playing him, but it's, you know, you're hoping for a touchdown. He's probably just going to be the goal line hammer this week, because that's what he did last week, and this is a game where Washington's going to have to throw.
Yeah, three running backs have rushing touchdowns against them this year, 4 overall touchdowns. So there is going to be a running back touchdown opportunity in this game, and that would go to Brian Robinson. So,
right.
Mike, what do you think?
About Brian Robinson starting, or
yeah,
if he plays, are you starting him against this Ravens team?
It's tough. I am starting him in one league that I'm in. I think it's really a tough situation. I do agree that he'll definitely get the goal line work, but is he going to get in the touchdown? I don't know, but yeah, I think he's somewhere in your top 24 to 30. So yeah, you're starting him.
Okay.
Brian Robinson or Austin Ekeler?
Ekeler. Give me Schmeckler. Give me Schmeckler in the PPR.
Yeah. Give me the guy that catches passes.
I agree.
All right. All right, and Ravens injuries, just run those down, and then we'll talk about the Ravens. Malik Harrison, Arthur Mollett, Broderick Washington are all out. Rasheen Ali, Saleh Amuvie-Laulu, Deontay Hardy, Marlon Humphrey, and Ronnie Stanley are all questionable.
Just before we go on, yes, you should start Terry McLaurin. That's all I wanted to say.
Oh, I said that in my little.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. He should be in your lineup for sure.
Yeah, for sure. He finally has a good quarterback, everybody. We did it. He's 29 years old. All right. My question for the Ravens. Can you start Mark Andrews this week?
No.
No.
Guess what
you
Jeff's
can't,
doing?
You can't start Mark Andrews any week.
Yeah.
He is tight end 18 this week. Guess what Jeff's doing?
You're probably starting him.
Wrong! I'm benching his ass because I picked up Trey McBride last year in my Dynasty League. Get fucked, Mark Andrews.
Wow. Strong words from Jeff.
I hate that guy.
Here's the thing. I would have started Noah Fant on Thursday Night Football over Mark Andrews.
Yes.
And I would have been right. So,
yep.
There you go.
There you go.
No need to start Mark Andrews. He's not getting the playing time. At least last week he didn't.
I think you have.
You shouldn't start Mark Andrews at all. In fact, you should start Eric All over him.
Oh, shit. Eric with a K?
Eric.
Sound like cracking your neck. Is that what everybody's neck sounds like? No?
No, mine doesn't creak like that. That might be something that you should talk to your doctor about.
He said something about like herniated discs and requiring surgery and potential paralysis. So I didn't like his vibe, so I left.
Oh, okay.
That's a joke, everybody. My neck is okay.
All right, that's good.
Derrick Henry, must start. Lamar Jackson, must start. Zay Flowers, he's doo-doo. But he gets lots of targets.
I was going to say, he was pretty good last week, Jeff. Don't like him.
He's okay.
Yeah, but he gets a lot of targets, so you're playing him.
I realize that my opinion on Zay Flowers is completely tainted by Fantasy Twitter being like, he's the next, big wide receiver. I'm like, he's good. He's going to get a lot of targets, but he's not going to be this crazy receiver. He's Miami Jarvis Landry, which is fine. That's amazing in a PPR league.
He's that good.
The reason I don't like the comparison is because he's a completely different type of player, because Jarvis Landry's slower than shit and Zay Flowers is really fast.
Yeah, but that's true. They use him just turn around and stand there a lot of the time, so much of the time. It's the usage, not the player.
Yeah. Regardless, I have him wide receiver 16. You should play him.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't play Rashad Bateman.
Don't play him. Kev.
He's probably doing it somewhere.
He's
Scott Fishbowl.
He's in his room, no light on, just nastily putting Rashad Bateman into
his lineup. Rashad Master Bateman.
Episode title. All right. That's it. Don't start anybody.
If you're gonna start one, it should be likely, but I don't think you should do that even.
I don't think that's very likely. Folks, we did it. Baltimore is going to win. Chargers, Broncos. Commanders, Ravens will be a high-flying game. You want the opposite? Chargers, Broncos.
Yeah, this one sucks. Also, the next one sucks.
Yeah. Also, the one in three games sucks.
Yeah, actually, not so bad.
Yeah. All right. Chargers, Broncos. Chargers 2-2. Broncos 3-2. Chargers 3-point. Road favorites, 35.5-point over under. Injuries in this one: Asante Samuel Jr., Gus Edwards, Jasir Taylor are all out for the Chargers. Joey Bosa, Christian Fulton, Nick Neiman, Rashawn Slater, Dean Leonard are questionable for the Broncos. Irma Gerd, it's the Denver Broncos. Luke Wattenberg, Alex Palzuski. Josh Reynolds are all out. Audric Estime, Damari Mathis are questionable. My question, is this a bench all Chargers situation? Broncos, bottom 10 in fantasy points allowed to running backs. Broncos, bottom 10 in fantasy points allowed to quarterbacks. Broncos, bottom 10 in fantasy points. You get where I'm going with this. is this a bench all Chargers situation?
All but one, in my opinion.
And that one is
J.K. Dobbins.
Donald Parham.
Is he still there?
I think so.
Oh,
Parham.
Okay.
Don't worry. Fantasy Twitter will let you know if he has literally one catch. Yeah, oh, so, shit, revenge game. He's on the Broncos.
Oh, wow. Damn. Yes, I think Dobbins, who can play without Gus Edwards, he's going to be the main guy getting carries out of that backfield. He's probably going to get a lot of carries. So I think you can play him. But other than that, I'm not interested, no.
Mike?
I'm not interested in any of them.
All right. Not even Ladd McConkey?
Not even the Ladd, no.
People are trying so hard to make Ladd McConkey a thing. It's so funny because he has Jacoby Myers stat lines, and everybody's like,
Right. The rookie who plays like Jacoby Myers is playing like Jacoby Myers. What a surprise.
Yeah.
He's Jacoby Myers. I'm feeling like the white Jacoby Myers.
I'm feeling like bad McConkey. I'm feeling like the white Jacoby Myers. Damn, two banger episode titles from Walker in like 5 minutes. It might be I'm feeling like the white Jacoby Myers. We'll find out. Actually, if you're listening to this, you already know.
It's probably, I think that one's better, to be honest.
Yeah. It's also one that I will feel better. It's not as low hanging fruit.
Yeah.
All righty. So no Chargers in this one. What about the Broncos?
Do I have to?
Tarts.
Wait, hold on. Hold Christ. On. You can't say that.
I can't.
Mike's neurodivergent. He can say it.
No, you are not allowed to say anything with that suffix, I don't think.
Alrighty. Oops. What about fuckboys? How about that?
That's fine, but I don't think we're getting way too close to the R slur, in my opinion, for that one.
That's okay.
They're all fuckboys.
There we go.
Fuckboy. Correct. Let's go. Especially Bonix. But Walker, you think maybe Javonte flex option, or did I put that in there? Who put that in? Walker put that in
there. Yeah, I think this is basically it's the same thing every week. You know what it is. Javonte Williams is going to get enough touches to cobble together a flex-worthy performance. You shouldn't play anybody else. There you go.
Cortland Sutton's going to get 4 for 60. Maybe Bo Nix finishes as running back or quarterback 15 if he's lucky.
Yep, I have him at 21. You can play him in a 2-quarterback league if you're desperate.
Mike, what do you think, other than that they're fuckboys?
I don't think you can play any of these guys. Maybe Cortland, maybe.
Yeah, that's like 4 for 60. That's the ceiling there.
Yeah, that's probably about as far as I'd go with any of them.
Yeah, this is the nap game of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, total nap game of the week. Yeah. 35.5 points.
The only thing that that will interrupt this is that they're going to run the ball a ton, so this game's going to be so goddamn short.
2 hours and 42 minutes.
Yeah, baby. Let's go. All right. I have Denver winning this one, and I'm on an island, much like Ladd McConkey will be on an island. Sertan Island. Ka-chunk.
I got the Chargers because I think Denver are big frauds.
I got Lack.
All right. Mike's lacking faith in Denver. Let's go. Woo! Steelers, Raiders. Hey, guess what? If your local market isn't carrying Chargers, Broncos, don't worry. You can still take a nap. Steelers 3-2, Raiders 2-3, Pittsburgh 3-point favorites, 36.5-point over under. Injuries in this one: DeMonte Casey, Nick Herbig, Alex Highsmith, Michael Pruitt, Cordarrelle Patterson, DeMarvin Leal all ruled out. Jalen Warren is questionable. For the Raiders, Davante Adams with a hamstring. Hold on. I have to make the world's biggest quotation marks with a hamstring injury. Will not be playing. Michael Mayer out for personal reasons. Hope everything's going well there.
Yeah, he's been out for personal reasons for like 3 weeks. I'm concerned at this point.
It's really weird. I honestly, earnestly hope everything's okay with Michael Mayer. Tommy Eichenberg, Jacoby Myers, Thayer Munford Jr. I always forget that's that guy's name because it doesn't seem right when I look at it.
Yeah, it's a weird name.
Yeah, Jackson Powers Johnson, Zamir White, and Trey Taylor are all questionable. Walker, George Pickens.
Yep, is he going to get squeaky wheels or is he going to be in the doghouse?
He is going to put himself in the doghouse because, when your coach says, hey, yeah, we only have him out there for like half the snaps because we're hoping he can put in full effort for half the game because he puts in half effort for the whole game. That's bad.
Yeah, yeah, it's not great.
That's really bad. So it's like, oh, sneaky Calvin Austin game?
Oh.
Mike, what do you think? Deontay, George Pickens, Squeaky Will game or Doghouse game?
Usually divas get the squeaky wheel game. So I'm gonna go with the squeaky. Did you guys see last week his eye block, what he had written on there?
No.
Always fucking open.
Always, yeah, yeah, exactly. Always fucking open. He never is. So I,
yeah.
But
I, me I when I lie.
Yeah. I think he'll be open enough to have a squeaky wheel game.
Squeaky wheel game. So we're thinking like 9 targets, 7 catches, 85 yards?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Okay, so decent starting option. Walker, what do you think?
I have him as a wide receiver 3. I think, you know, pretty risky option right now. I would rather start like a Jameson Williams. So, but I would rather have Pickens than like the New Orleans receivers with Spencer Rattler.
Oh yeah, I mean, I would rather have a lot of guys than Pickens with Olave with Spencer Rattler. George, sorry, I was reading George Pickens' name here because I was gonna say George Pickens or Tank Dell against the Patriots.
Dell.
George Pickens.
George Pickens or Amari Cooper at Philadelphia. Amari Cooper free space.
Give me Cooper.
Yeah, I think Cooper.
I think so too. George Pickens or PPR machine Wandaddy Robinson.
Give me Wandale.
Yeah, I'll go with Wandale.
Wandaddy with no Malik Neighbors, it's going down.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it didn't really last week, to be fair.
Call me Kesha, cause I'm yelling timber.
It's Kesha.
Kesha. You know what, Walker? You're absolutely correct. Thank you for reminding me of that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. George Pickens or the BTJ killer?
Dave Brian Thomas.
Pickens.
All right. Pickens or Calvin Ridley?
Pickens. Ridley.
I think Ridley way too low rank. Consensus 34.
Yeah, I have him at 25.
Yeah. Will Levis going to go off?
It's really funny how Jeff suddenly becoming a Calvin Ridley guy.
No, Jeff.
After spending years shitting on Calvin Ridley.
I'm not a Calvin Ridley guy. First of all, much like J.D. Vance, I'm a never Calvin Ridley guy. So, of course, it makes sense that I am coming around, just like he was a never Trump guy. That's right. Me and Calvin Ridley, we are running on an independent ticket for president. We are going to legalize gambling inside NFL facilities.
One issue voter.
One issue voter. It's gonna be.
You're gonna get Jameson Williams' vote for sure.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's gonna be Jameson Williams and that guy that got kicked off of the Raptors.
Oh, Jontay Porter.
Yeah, it's gonna be those two guys. Those guys. That's my cabinet. All right. Najee Harris, I kind of feel like you have to start on like a volume basis.
Yeah, but Jaylen Warren might not play. Cordero's not playing. Najee's gonna get a lot of touches.
Connor Hayward game 2.0.
We're doing it again.
We're running it back.
He's back.
Is this a Justin Fields against the wall game?
I would rather not play Fields, honestly. It seems like Russ is going to be active, so now there's the threat of if Fields sucks, he could easily just get benched.
Yeah.
I have him at QB 13. I think he's kind of a fringe guy. I would rather, if you're streaming, I'd rather get Daniel Jones.
So okay. It's still Fields, huh?
For now, yeah. He's going to start. But we'll see how long that stays the case.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those. It's strange how Russell Wilson's calf was getting worse for the first 3 weeks of the season and then got better the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, right.
if the Steelers lose this game, I think there's a great chance Russ is the quarterback week seven.
Probably. I think if the Steelers are down two scores in the fourth quarter, he's the new starting quarterback.
They will not be, because the Raiders won't score that many points. This game's going to be like 13-9 in the fourth quarter.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Nap game. I forgot it's nap game. Yeah, all right, Mike. Nap time. Mike, on the other side, Jacoby Myers.
Yeah, is he going to be flex worthy? He was
absolutely.
For sure. Okay,
cool. This give me guy, stats, Mike.
Boring. But
boring, but was the wide receiver 29 last week without Davante Adams, and no Davante Adams this week as well. So
what do you know? I have him ranked wide receiver 29, baby.
There you go.
No Davante Adams ever again.
Ever again.
Goodbye. You get ready to learn JETS Jets, buddy.
Yeah, it's it's really funny that
the Steelers use this opportunity, Mike Tomlin just goes over to Davante Adams and is like, hey, you want to play for us?
Hey, dude. Hey, we have all this money we're going to give Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, we can just like take on your contract instead, bud.
We just slide you right over.
Third round pick right over to Las Vegas. We got ourselves a number one receiver, baby.
Yeah, and he's like, who's starting at quarterback? They're like, good question. He's like, yeah, man, that's I'm okay.
Well, it'll be better than what he's got currently.
I just love that he's like, I want to go to two quarterbacks, my college quarterback and my first NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He loves Derek Carr for some reason.
Dude, he's him and Ryan Edgecombe.
Yeah, big lovers of Derek Carr.
Big lovers of Derek
and Mike Valverde.
That's
hell
right.
Yeah.
We all love Derek Carr here.
I don't love Derek Carr. I think he sucks.
I love one very specific Derek Carr.
The one who is talking shit on J.C. Horn's.
That is the only Derek Carr I love.
Three touchdowns on you.
Three on you. Three on you. Just that's right.
The only face. The only thing he knows how to do is be like, hey, I own you. I own you.
You specifically. Fuck you.
You suck.
All right. Raiders. What are we doing with the running backs?
Go away. I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Alexander
bad.
Madison scored a touchdown?
Against Pittsburgh? No.
He'll score a touchdown, finish with 9 PPR points.
Yeah, that's possible. I think there's a great chance that the Raiders don't score a touchdown at all in this game.
Hmm.
Like, I can see it being, like, 17-15, Pittsburgh win.
Ugh, disgusting. 18-17, Steelers loss?
Whoa, that would be
dun. That's not going to happen. We all have Pittsburgh winning.
Brock Bowers, 11 catches for 72 yards.
Woo! And 70 of them are on the first play.
All of the other ones are screens that get blown up. He's getting absolutely destroyed all game.
That's it for this game. Don't start a Raider. Please do not start a Raider, except for Brock Bowers and Jacoby Myers.
Jacoby Myers is fine, but yeah, don't start a running back or quarterback that plays for the Las Vegas Raiders.
Do not get cute.
That's far too cute.
Yeah. All right. Let's just skip the next game. Nobody interesting in this game. Lions 3-1 travel to Dallas, take on the Cowboys. They are 3-2. Detroit 3.5-point favorites. 52.5-point over under. Thank you to the NFL for putting. No other interesting games on at this time.
Yeah, pretty much.
This might as well be a prime time. This might as well be an island game, if we're being clear here.
Yeah, when the second best game of the window is in Carolina. You've got problems.
Christian Mahogany, he is out. He is pooping. He's got an illness.
No, he had mono.
Oh, out recovering from mononucleosis.
He is recovering from mono. He's practicing, but he's just not in football shape yet.
Ew, gross. Micah Parsons, Eric Kendricks are both out. Deron Bland, Kalen Carson, Nick Vigil are questionable. So good luck to the Cowboys. I'll try to stop the Lions.
Yeah, with no Micah Parsons, no DeMarcus Lawrence. Where's your pass rush coming from, guys?
God bless. Walker, your question.
Are we starting Jared Goff?
Yes. Top 10?
I would say... I think I would have him at 11, actually.
Mike, what do you think?
I think, yes, he's definitely going to start. But he's been not really all that great this season, especially compared to last year's. But so there's definitely a risk there. But I think you can roll with them. Roll with them.
Did you not hear Frank Ragnow punch Dan Campbell? Everything's going to be fine.
Oh, everything's great. Yeah.
What I've been hearing is that actually did happen, Mike, but it was like a joke, basically. Like, Frank Ragnow is just a weird, like, insane guy. He's, according to Eric Schlitt, who covers the team, it's basically inhuman that Frank Ragnow is playing through this injury that he's got.
I mean, it's a fully torn pec, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically the same thing that Amon-Ra had last year.
That's insane. And it's not like people are just like trying to hit him in that pec 60 or 70 times a game, right?
Bad news. That's exactly what's happening.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that man has pain tolerance of a, I don't even know what, honestly.
The only thing that came to my mind is a goddamn hyena, which doesn't even make any sense.
So, no, his pain tolerance is otherworldly, we'll say.
Yeah, he's in the zen zone. Going to his, every snap he goes to his happy place.
He's just in this little bubble the whole game.
Yeah, snap
calling out protections and he doesn't even realize it.
Snap happens and then it cuts to him on a beach somewhere. And he's just in his happy place. Pain doesn't exist. I kind of think this is going to be a sneaky like Lions dog walk.
It could be because the Cowboys are hurt and also sneaky not good.
Yeah.
By DVOA, the Cowboys don't have a single unit that is above league average.
Is that bad? Is that bad when you gave $100 million or like $1 billion to your quarterback and wide receiver?
Wide receivers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, their pass offense is mid. Their pass defense is mid. Their run offense is mid, and their run defense sucks. So, yeah, run defense sucking. That's definitely not what you want to hear when Detroit's coming to town.
Yeah, this is going to be like start all your lines.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 200 rushing yard game probably in play for the Lions.
And that's just David Montgomery.
Woo! Can you imagine if David Montgomery ran for 200 yards? God, I'd nut.
That'd be like 35 carries.
Yeah, David Montgomery with 25 carries on the game.
Yeah. Mike, what do you think? Is this a start all Lions game?
Against the Cowboys? Yeah, I think so. The Cowboys defense hasn't been all that great, especially the run defense. So I think you definitely can start all your Lions.
I'm starting them all, baby, especially because Jared Goff is a smart quarterback. Unless he activates Jared Goof mode, which mainly happens against the Niners. He's a smart quarterback, and what's going to happen is this Cowboys defense is going to be so messed up through injury and everything that he's just going to pick whichever of his plethora of options is wide open.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't think he's going to have to make a ton of tough throws.
Yeah, with this many backups on the field, there's going to be somebody open on every play. And is it going to be Sun God? Is it going to be Sam LaPorta? Is it going to be Jahmyr Gibbs? Is it going to be Jameson Williams? Is it going to be David Montgomery? Those are all great options. So no problem here for the Lions. I think this is sneaky Lions dog walk. Like, this is going to be a monstrous game. Cowboys. 3-2. Mike, I don't know why I said their win-loss record. It's been a long day. Rico Dowdle. Is he the new starting Dallas running back?
Yeah. Or is it going to be, committee again with Ezekiel Elliott and Deuce Vaughn and Hunter Lipke and Dalvin Cook and
I mean, they're making real nasty work of this running back situation. It's like Rico Dowdle's in on first and second down, except for when Zeke Elliott is. Lipke's in on third down. I think Deuce Vaughn's been a healthy scratch like half the time. But it's just like it's a mess. And like, granted, Rico Dowdle has had a couple good weeks in a row. He had that nice touchdown last week. So they'll probably go more towards him. But I have to see it before I believe it. And also, the Detroit Lions are the best run defense in the NFL. So, like, cool. He gets 15 carries for 40 yards. I'm not buying it, folks.
You don't see him getting 20 carries for 87 yards like last week?
Not against the Lions.
No.
No, if he gets 20 carries, it'll be for like 47 yards.
Yeah, not against this run defense. And I think that the Cowboys know that. So if they're going to be using him, I think it's going to be targets.
Yeah, I would agree with that. If he gets a like fantasy worthy day, it's going to be catches five passes. But even that, he doesn't usually catch volume in the passing game. I don't know. I would try to find a different option, honestly.
Yeah, Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's interesting that he went from eight carries to 11 carries and all of a sudden 20. Is pretty interesting. But yeah, even if he gets 20, it's not really going to matter, as you guys are saying, just because the Lions defense is so good against the run. So even if you're looking for that, someone that's going to get those carries, I probably would look more towards like Bucky Irving than Rico Dowdle.
Rico Dowdle or Amir Abdullah.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
Yeah, definitely Rico Dowdle.
Yeah, Rico Dowdle for sure.
Rico Dowdle or Jaleel McLaughlin.
Rico
Dowdle.
Okay, so he's not that nasty.
No,
we're talking he's in like
30s. Jerome Ford, Trey Sermon area.
Disgusting. Don't you ever say Trey Sermon to me ever again.
let's see. Who was drafted in the third round by the San Francisco 49ers? Sermon.
Tyrion Davis Price.
Danny Gray. Jalen Hurd.
Oh, please stop. Please stop. It's a wonder they're not a 4-13 team with how many draft picks they light on fire. All right. You're starting CeeDee Lamb. You're starting Big Ferg, you're starting Dak Prescott. Sneaky Jalen Tolbert, we talked about it a little bit earlier. You can pass on the Lions. And I think that the Cowboys know that, and that's how they're going to play it. So I think that if you're in a bind, like Jalen Tolbert, handshake meme, Jacoby Myers.
I'd rather have Myers.
You'd rather have Myers?
Myers.
Myers? Give me Tolbert.
Like I would, I'm not confident in Tolbert. I have him down more like a Michael Wilson, Ray McLeod.
Oh wow, I have confidence in him than you two do. Then,
well, I don't know about Mike, but that's just me.
Well, Mike, you said you'd rather have
Myers over,
over Tolbert. But and I mean,
I don't know.
Would you rather have Tolbert or Cortland Sutton?
Sutton.
Give me Myers.
That's neither of the things I said.
Tolbert.
I mean, I would go Sutton. So yeah. You're the highest on Tolbert on the podcast.
Woo! Call me a goddamn chocolate you buy at the airport because I'm a Tolbert Roan.
Is that you, Tolbert?
Jesus Christ. That's
I'm torture. Chapel's brother, baby.
That was tortured, man. Not good.
By the way, I played Chapel Roan for my buddy. Not a fan.
I think it's good.
I think it's good also. I think it's a goddamn feminine phenomenon.
Oh, wow. I'm not going to go that far.
All right. Very straightforward game. Start all your Lions. Start most of your Cowboys.
The obvious Cowboys.
The obvious Cowboys, which includes Jalen Tolbert.
It does not.
Detroit win. I can't wait for Jalen Tolbert to get, like, three catches and a touchdown on the last drive. And I could be like, see? And he finished his game with four catches for 40 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, and he still wasn't even that good.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk the last afternoon game, Falcons-Panthers. Falcons are 3-2. Panthers are 1-4. Atlanta, 6-point favorites, 47.5-point over-under. The Falcons have one guy out in this game is Troy Anderson. Nate Landman is questionable. Both of those are linebackers. For the Panthers, Austin Corbett, Josie Jewell, Taylor Motton, Tommy Tremble, and Andrew Rame are all out. Jadeveon Clowney is doubtful. A'shaun Robinson, Deontay Johnson, Dane Jackson, and Ian Thomas are all questionable. So first question in this one is, Walker wants to know about Darnell Mooney.
Simple question is, he must start this week.
Simple question, simple answer.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's top 20 guy.
Yeah, he's a people would be like, oh, you know, 9 for 105 last week. You're a creature of the moment. No, dude.
No, he's getting a lot of targets, man.
Yeah, he's getting a ton of targets. So
he's like, what if Wandale Robinson was like better at football?
Oh, man. Could you imagine?
Imagine a better Wandale Robinson.
Oh, man, I'd love it. But no, he's gotten 16 targets last week, which is insane. But 6, 8, 7, the three games before, he's highly involved in this offense. He's taken out. He's the number two target. He's ahead of Kyle Pitts in the pecking order.
Yes.
Which is crazy because also so is Ray McLeod.
That one I don't understand so much, but
I don't understand it at all.
But yeah, Mooney is he's the number two option in the pass game, and it's a pass game that's working right now.
Yeah. Mike, do you think Darnell Mooney is a must start?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Ooh, bang. Ooh. Dropping the hammer.
Across the board. All right. So are we starting Kirk Cousins?
Oh, yeah. I think Kirk Cousins is a smash this week against the Panthers.
Yeah, okay. He should be.
What were you going to say, Walker? Sorry.
Oh, I was just going to give you a few questions on Darnell Mooney just to
Let's
see.
Let's go.
Darnell Mooney or Zay Flowers?
Mooney.
See, this should be knowledge that I don't hate Zay Flowers as much as you think I do. I'm going to go Mooney, though, just because he could break off like multiple big plays, and the way that the Ravens are going to work this game, I don't think that that's in the cards for Flowers.
Okay, I'd go Mooney, but Darnell Mooney or Deontay Johnson, same game.
Oh, Mooney.
Mooney.
Darnell Mooney or T. Higgins against the Giants.
Mooney.
Give me T. Higgins.
All right, and last one, Darnell Mooney or Amari Cooper?
Mooney.
Yeah, I'll go Mooney.
I agree. All right, yeah, Kirk Cousins must start, in my opinion.
All right, I agree. Kyle Pitts.
There are very few must starts at tight end, so even though I have him tight end 5, I don't necessarily think he's a must start, but he should be in your lineup in just about any case, I think.
Absolutely nasty prize picks over under stats here for Kyle Pitts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So let's see. Let's run these down really quick. Prize picks over under stats for Kyle Pitts. We've got 8 fantasy points.
Okay.
Over under 8 fantasy points.
Over.
Mike?
Over or under 8 fantasy points. So that's like 4 for 40. I'm going to go under.
3 receptions.
Yeah.
Over.
Mike says yeah to 3 receptions.
I'm going to say under.
Okay. Kyle Pitts has multiple receiving lines because you can pick through them on Prize Picks. So 34.5, over or under?
Over.
Under.
24.5, Mike. Walker, I know your answer.
24.5 yards?
Yeah, receiving.
I'll go over.
Okay. Walker, 59, because Mike, I'll know your answer to this. 59.5 receiving yards for Kyle Pitts.
Under.
Under, yeah. All right. They don't allow you to do the under because it's not technically gambling. It has these weird goblin things. So whatever. Falcons are good. Bijan Robinson, you have to start him. Tyler Algier.
I wouldn't still, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, he's a good football player. He gets some fantasy points. But if Bijan Robinson isn't really playing up to that level that he should be playing, or, you know, delivering fantasy points, then I can't trust Algier either.
All right. Let's talk about the other side. Mike, Chuba Hubbard is your question.
Yeah, is he going to finish in the top 12 this week?
Well, I had him at 13, but because Jordan Mason got injured, I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say no, but he has a big game. He just doesn't punch it in. It's going to be one of those like 120 something total yard games with no touchdown.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, he's going to be like 14.
What do you think, Mike?
Chuba. I like 14, top 14.
Okay. Alrighty. Deontay, we kind of covered, but mid-level wide receiver 2, sounds like.
Yep, he's wide receiver 20 overall for me.
That sound right to you, Mike?
Yeah.
All right. And that's it. Don't start Andy Dalton. Don't get cute.
No, he had his good game. He's not going to have one for quite a while.
All right, let's talk Bengals, Giants. Cincinnati 3.5-point favorites, 48.5-point over under. Bengals are 1-4. Giants are 2-3. Good luck to my coworker who thinks that the Giants are going to win this game.
I mean, it could happen.
He said it was a guarantee.
Oh, I don't know about all that.
Can you guess what his favorite football team is?
Would it be the New York Giants.
That's correct. All right, Bengals, DJ Ivy is doubtful. Chase Brown and Mike Hilton are questionable. Did I say Giants? I meant to say Bengals. Giants, Malik Nabers has a concussion. He's not playing. Kayvon Thibodeau is also out. Jamie Gillen is questionable, and Devin Singletary is questionable. Jamie Gillen, the punter, kind of feels like a thing you should figure out before the game.
Yeah, I would agree.
You might need one.
Yeah, it's not like the Niners had to go for it on 4th-and-23 because a kicking specialist got hurt or anything like that. All right, Mike, you want to know about T. Higgins in this one.
Yeah, so Higgins, the last 2 weeks, he's gotten 6 for 60 and 9 for 83. So I've kind of just put it sort of in the middle and was wondering if he was going to go over or under 70 yards.
Oh, man.
I'm going to say under, but not by much.
Yeah, not by much. 6 for 63.
Yeah, I will say, yeah, like 6. We'll go 6 for 66.
Ooh, the devil? Ooh.
That's right.
He a bad and, little bitch. He a rebel.
And a touchdown.
And a touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike will be saying that next week. Mike, what do you think? Over under 70 yards for Tamaris Higgins?
He's going to go over 72 yards.
Woo! Ooh,
just barely.
Huge restraint for me and Walker there, by the way. Over under 70 yards?
Oh, yeah, we could have said 69 really easily.
Woo! Bam, bam, bam. All right. Running back situation, Chase Brown, Zach Moss. Chase Brown has a quad. He's looking like he's going to play. Which one are you throwing in your lineup if you have both?
Brown.
Yeah, Brown.
I agree. He had the big game last week. He is the more dynamic player. Zach Moss,
getting like very even workloads too.
Yeah, and Zach Moss is more. I feel like Zach Moss is going to be there to salt the games away, which is not great for a 1-4 team.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, Chase Brown, it's again, we said it, like, what if the Lions running backs were worse?
Yep.
Yeah, so I agree, Chase Brown, let's go. Zach Moss,
sure,
why not? There's a reason his last name is what happens when something doesn't move.
It keeps becoming mossy.
Yes. Joe Burrow, top
yes.
5 this week.
I have him at 3.
Okay. Mike, let's start. Joe Burrow.
Joe, absolutely.
Yeah, Giants bad. Very bad. No tight ends there. Walker said Eric All.
Yeah, no, not really.
Okay. Eric All top 20?
Yeah, I have him at 19.
Woo! All right. Let's talk about the Giants. My question was, has Daniel Jones leveled up? Leveled up. Some statistics for Daniel Jones here. We've got, because he's one of my streamers this week. He's finished as a top 12 quarterback 3 of the last 4 games. Did it last week without Malik Nabers. I'll have to do it again this week without Malik Nabers. I did something very stupid. Okay, anyways, I was reading my notes. I did something very stupid. Anyways, Daniel Jones, is 11th in passing yards, 13th in passing touchdowns, tied for 17th in interceptions, which is good for Daniel Jones. He's like on a per pass basis, he's not super impressive, but the Giants are throwing the ball a ton. Daniel Jones is 7th in dropbacks. So they're just like, you know what? Our running back is Devin Singletary or Tyrone Tracy. We're just going to let Daniel Jones throw it. So, it's a very high volume situation.
Yeah, they're dinking and dunking that shit.
Yeah.
I don't think he's leveled up, honestly. I think he's just throwing a lot.
Okay. Alrighty, Mike, what do you think?
Well, it's interesting because he's the QB 15 on the season right now, and that's only one spot below Patrick Mahomes. So if you like Patrick Mahomes, you got to like Daniel Jones.
What if you don't like Patrick Mahomes?
Asterisk for fantasy. Asterisk for fantasy.
For fantasy, yes. Very much of an asterisk there. At QB 15, that's not, I would say he's leveled up as far as what Daniel Jones is as a quarterback. Why not?
All right. The thing that I screwed up, by the way, is that I accidentally put in Joe Burrow's stat line into this article instead of Lamar Jackson's last week. And oh. I was like, I don't think Joe Burrow lit up the Bengals last week. So I had to go in and fix that. Anyways, that's why I was so distracted.
Okay.
So, yeah, Daniel Jones not leveled up. But can we start him this week? Bengals, top five in fantasy points allowed to quarterbacks?
I think you can play him, yeah.
Yeah, he could definitely finish inside that top 12. I mean, it's not going to be by much, but I have confidence that he could very easily.
All right. Daniel Jones or Andy Dalton against the Falcons?
Give me Danny Dimes. Easy call.
Yeah.
Danny Dimes or the Mayo Man?
Gotta be Jones.
The Mayo? Who?
I don't like Mayo.
Will Levis.
Oh, Will Levis. That's right. He likes to put that stuff in his coffee. That's just so gross, by the way.
Real Duke's classic ass quarterback.
I got to go Daniel Jones.
All right. Tyrone Tracy.
Yeah. If Devin Singletary plays, absolutely not.
But if Devin Singletary doesn't play.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
Confident answer there. But here's the thing. You can't really wait around for Devin Singletary. This is Sunday Night Football. Right. So it's like if that slot's available and you have, like, let's say Braylon Allen.
Oh, man. I was going to say just stick Trey Sermon in there, but I mean, against Buffalo, I don't know. I think I'd wait on Singletary and just pick up Tyrone Tracy.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like if you just have Tyrone Tracy, it's like you're a dire straits anyways, I guess.
Yeah, go pick up Ty Johnson.
Ooh, disgusting. It's something I might have to do because...
Oh, yeah, I guess you can't wait around with James Cook either.
Nope.
Yeah, go pick up Emmanuel Wilson, I guess.
Ew. Emmanuel Wilson? He like plays at like 10 a.m.
Yeah, so?
So if
you got to pick up somebody before... Sunday night. What do you want from me?
Antonio Gibson.
He's not on waivers.
He's on waivers in at least one league. Because I dropped his ass for Aiden O'Connell because I'm fucking stupid.
Yeah, why did you do that?
Because I thought Ramondre Stevenson was going to be back, and he is not.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I did it earlier this week. Okay, I needed a third quarterback. Leave me alone. All right. That's it. Let's not talk about the Giants anymore, shall we? Oh,
I think you can play Darius Slayton.
Juan Daddy. Yes, I was gonna ask you. I saw you picked up Juan Daddy or Darius Slayton today.
Yeah, I'm playing him in Dynasty this week. Yes.
In Dynasty Drakes.
Yes, I am playing him.
Against who?
I don't remember who I'm playing. Is it you?
This guy.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm playing him. I'm playing him against you.
And if this guy loses and Mike wins, guess who's in first place?
Mike.
Mike Valverde, baby.
Yeah, right now, yeah, you're listening to the number one, number two, and I believe number six current standings in Big Dynasty Drix. And you won't believe which one I am.
That almost made me spit out my water. All right, let's move on to the last game, shall we? Bills Jets. Bills 3-2, Jets 2-3, Buffalo 2.5-point favorites, 40.5-point over under. Khalil Shakir and James Cook are yet to practice this week. That's bad.
Doesn't look good.
Even worse, the Jets have a new head coach.
It's a guy named Jeff Ulbrich who did play for the 49ers.
He did. 49ers legend, Jeff Ulbrich. Nate Hackett, also demoted. Todd Downing, promoted. Tyler Conklin and Aaron Rodgers have been limited in practice all week with hip and ankle injuries, respectively, but are expected to play.
Also, I would like to say Todd DUI-ing.
Todd DUI-ing? Good one, Walker.
Thank you.
I just caught a fly out of midair.
Nice. Swag.
Did you use chopsticks?
No, I used my hand, and it was gross.
Yeah, it
happens. All right. All right. My question is, can Josh Allen, like, get off his schneid? I'm asking as somebody who traded for Josh Allen in Dynasty this offseason. Because
not having Nico Collins, not so bad anymore.
Yeah, right? I'm like, oh, boy. Josh Allen's Nico Collins. Who scores more fantasy points this week, Josh Allen's or Nico Collins?
Gonna have to go Josh Allen on that one.
Yeah, but the last 2 weeks, not great for Josh Allen. Against Baltimore, 16 for 29 and 180 and 21 rushing yards. Last week, just absolute disaster. Top
9 for 30, baby.
9 for 30, 131 yards, one touch and a touchdown, but he's a quarterback, so he needs more than that. 4 for 54 rushing, hit his head so hard his chest hurt. The NFL investigated him themselves and found no wrongdoing. So good job, NFL. Yeah,
classic work there.
Yeah.
Taking a page out of Israel's book.
Mike, I don't know if you saw that today, but they were like, we investigated and it's all good. Everything's okay. So do we think Josh Allen can get off the schneid?
I think he'll finish top 12, yes.
He's been really bad outside of that Jacksonville game. 2 total touchdowns in 3 weeks total. It's not been good, but he's a great quarterback, so I'm gonna say yes, he'll get off the schneid.
All right. So you're still starting him this week. Say for example you traded for Nico Collins for him. Can you curl into a ball and cry?
You mean you can?
You definitely sure. can.
I was so confident the first few weeks. I was like, let's go, baby.
And then Nico Collins became like a top 5 receiver in the league.
And Josh Allen became like the worst quarterback to ever play football. He's quarterback 595 in those rankings. I told you that earlier. At least that's how it feels.
You're overreacting, Jeff.
Some would say I'm underreacting.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. All right, Walker, let's take us home, talk about the Jets.
Yeah.
I forgot to ask about, are we starting with Keon Coleman?
No.
No.
You're not starting any Buffalo receiver.
James Cook, if you have the guts to start him, you pick up and stash who?
Ty Johnson.
Mike, same answer?
Yes.
Well, what about Ray Davis?
Very involved.
Yeah.
They trust Ty Johnson more. I think that's pretty apparent.
Yes, that is very apparent. Dalton Kincaid, get shit on. You're a blob tight end now.
I'm at tight end 9. Whoop-de-doo.
Blob ass tight end. All right. Oh no. Did you guys see this New York Post headline today?
What's that?
Top German neo-Nazi plummets 200 feet to his death while hiking on Hitler's favorite mountain. Oh no!
Jesus Christ!
Just
setting up that headline to be as not sympathetic as possible. Not only was this guy a neo-Nazi, but he went to the Hitler Mountain.
Yeah, he went to probably in German is like the Fuhrerpiction or something.
Fuhrerpiction.
All right, now let's talk about the Jets.
Speaking of Hitler, Aaron Rodgers. No, I'm just kidding. My question is the whole Tyler Conklin deal for real? Like, is this guy just going to keep getting a bunch of targets?
Yeah. He got a bunch of targets last year with Zach Wilson.
Yeah. I mean, we know he's going to finish with 87, so.
Yeah. I mean, that's some call him a young Chris Davis in that regard.
That's right. One of our best comparisons is baseball Chris Davis with a K and Tyler Conklin.
Yeah, really. I love one where you have to Google to find what the comparison means.
Yeah, really good. No, I mean, I don't know about Mike, but I think this is a Tyler Conklin podcast now.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, I mean, I've been calling him Ty Konkowski for a
Big
while, so.
Conk.
Big Conk? Oh, dude, is this Lord of the Flies? Because I'm taking that conk. Anybody?
Is that like a
No?
conch shell or
Yeah.
something?
And I mean, did you not read Lord of the Flies?
No.
Oh, they had a conch shell in it that like played some central role. It had some sort of symbolism. I don't know. Symbolism's bullshit. Anyways. yeah, I think it's for real. I think that he's like, let me ask you about this. Which tight end in this game would you rather start?
Oh.
Oh, well, I guess I'd go Conklin.
Yeah, I mean, I have Kincaid ranked higher, but I kind of don't. I kind of think I'd still start Conklin.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's for real. We were buying into it last offseason before Aaron Rodgers got hurt, and the only thing that's changed is Aaron Rodgers is a year older and like 25 years crazier. So yeah, I
True.
buy it. Are we, is this Mike Williams thing for real?
Him being not involved? Yeah, probably.
Oh no. What about Alan Lazard? We kept poo-pooing Alan Lazard, but he's been very involved lately. He has at least 8 targets in 3 of the 4 games this season. Like he didn't do a whole lot against the Broncos, but he did score a touchdown last week. Touchdown, 4 touchdowns in 5 games. We were kind of poo-pooing him. Are we coming back around on Alan Lazard, maybe?
I mean, I'm still not really interested, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't have any interest in Lazard.
He's the new James Jones, everybody, whose name I definitely didn't forget earlier in the podcast.
He's
I
gonna
think
start wearing a hooded sweatshirt.
one of the wildest things. It's like, why are you doing that, man? You know that that's just a handle for somebody to tackle you by, right?
Yeah, but he was cold, man. When
So
we played in that cold weather, we was cold.
we was cold. All right. We're not trusting Alan Lazard, maybe in the 40s ranked.
Yep.
Okay.
46.
46.
Wow.
Breece Hall, you got to keep running him out there.
You got to play him. Yep.
What about the Sickers who say that Braylon Allen is better than Breece Hall now?
I think they should be drawn and
Summarily
quartered.
executed. Okay, we're on the same page. Mike, what do you think? Braylon Allen greater than sign Breece Hall?
Well, the lately you could definitely say yes, but
Put
no,
him
I'm
in the
not.
gallows.
I'm not going to go that far and agree to that situation.
All right, fine. Would you agree to the situation where you
Mike
should
threatened with gallows. Backtracks.
I'm getting away from that.
Mike, strong opinion, threatened with gallows. Well, I'm not so sure about
Yeah, actually, I think the
that.
gallows are bad, and I'm
Yeah.
not gonna have the opinion that puts me there.
Yeah. Hot take. I do not want to be in the gallows.
You're putting me in the stocks? I'll say whatever you want, man. Fuck, I'm
Whatever you
good.
got.
Oh man. All right. Aaron Rodgers, don't start him. Yeah.
No, don't
Yeah.
start him.
All righty. Anything
And
else
Garrett
about
Wilson,
this
you
game?
should start. That's it.
Oh yeah, Garrett Wilson.
Garrett
Garrett.
Wilson for sure.
He had
Yeah.
3,000 targets last game.
Yes. One thing is for certain, Garrett Wilson will get a lot of targets. Will he catch them? Who knows? There's only one way to find out. Watch Monday Night Football, folks.
Yeah, you
All right. Do
can. I
that.
mean, I might not watch it this time. I don't know. I probably will because I'm a sicko, but this is not going to be a real great game, I don't think.
I reminded myself of the Jets. I'm not Jets. Sorry. The Jaguars Titans color rush games that I used to watch that we used to watch on Thursday Night Football. And I was like, oh man, I really am gonna watch whatever slop that they put on TV.
Yep.
So I will be watching this game.
Yeah. I'm gonna go. This one's gonna be Bills 20, Jets 16.
Yeah. Ugh, disgusting. And but the thing is it's gonna go like a quarter and a half without any points being scored.
Yeah,
It's
and
just
it's
gonna
also
go
gonna be like
punting
three and
back
a
and
half.
forth.
It's gonna be 3.5 hours long too.
I'm gonna watch every
Gross.
second of it. And I'm gonna hate it so much.
Just gonna be like it's so late, and it's like 8:40.
West Coast, baby. I never complain about how late the game is. Even though I do track game length, it does make me very happy when a game goes fast.
This guy hates football. He wants to see less of it.
I love it. Give me less football.
That's me. I'm sitting down at the 49ers game and being like, less of this.
Like, hurry it up. I'm going to the 49ers game and I'm tapping my watch the entire time.
I'm tapping my watch and I'm shaking my head so everybody knows I disapprove of
this. I disapprove of how long this is taking.
Yeah.
So. Anytime the play clock goes below 20, I start screaming.
No, play clock going lower is better if the clock is running.
Right, yeah. Anytime the clock is stopped, I start screaming.
Yeah. I'm like, run the damn. That's why I love running the ball so much.
Run the damn ball so I can get the hell out of here.
Just keep that clock going, baby. All right. I will be watching all of this game, and I will be very happy when it's 3.5 hours long.
Jeff shaking his head. I don't like it, man.
I might want to go to Gallows if that's the case.
I'm just going to watch Chargers Raiders, a tight hour 15 game. That's my kind of game.
Yeah, you'll watch an hour 15 of it, and the other hour 15 is going to be nap time.
Nap 15, baby. All right, that's it. I've been trying to end this episode because I got to go eat dinner. It is dinner time. Thanks for listening, everybody, for Walker and Jeff. Take care. Have a good one. And it's week 6 already, baby. Let's go.
Jeff said for Walker and Jeff. And
yes, he did.
And Mike.
And Mike. Bye.
I'm very tired.